This is Live Wrestling Action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome, everyone, to Wells Fargo Arena, home of the 2013 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. High above the mats and in high fidelity, Jason Summers, Joe Sinclair, bring you this wall-to-wall wrestling coverage, the exclusive wrestling tournament in all the country. Over 70,000 fans will walk through those gates and punch their ticket. But this journey started about a year ago, Joe, when these lights shut down here on Wells Fargo Arena. Those that returned back to Wells Fargo, those kids who looked at those who were here last year and said, the journey I want to take is the one that gets me to Wells Fargo. And these kids have paid the price over the last 12 months to earn their right to grace these mats, these historic mats here at Wells Fargo Arena. Joe, I'm excited to be here.
It is electric in the air right now, Jason. We're getting ready for the national anthem. Eight mats on the floor of the Wells Fargo Arena. The announcer has just announced for the wrestlers to clear the mats. The excitement is in the air. The electricity is going through everybody here. The wrestling participants, the coaches, the media. We've got a huge media smash up here, Jason. All of this high above the mats in booth number one at the Wells Fargo Arena. KIIC 96.7 bringing it to you here from the Well. Round one, Class 1A. Quarterfinal matches on the way.
Well, we're going to have a great lineup of wrestlers just moments away from this Community First Credit Union broadcast booth high above the mats, and we will bring you wall-to-wall coverage all tournament long. You have no place else to turn. Keep it locked in right here, and we'll take you on this journey as dreams are made on these hollow mats at Wells Fargo Arena. You're listening to the 2013 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. Don't go anywhere.
Are your bills piling up? Tired of paying high-interest credit cards? If you have high-interest debt and don't have equity in your home to consolidate it, Community First Credit Union can help. Combine your debt into one low-rate loan with a CFirst fixed consolidation loan as low as 8.4% APR. Applying is easy. Visit your local branch or apply online today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Offer subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Pre-planning and pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burden from loved ones under difficult circumstances and ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It might seem intimidating to begin planning your own final arrangements. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you with no obligation at your home or the funeral home to walk you through the process. Contact Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
This is Live Wrestling Action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
The mats are getting clear. The national anthem will be sung momentarily. The officials are on the mat, and we are high above the mats in high fidelity here at the Community First Credit Union broadcast booth as the eyes turn to the donning of the red, white, and blue striped flag with those beautiful 50 stars that celebrate our country. And here in just a moment, we're going to turn it over to our national anthem. All the action starts here at 1A at 9 o'clock, and we'll take you all the way till around noon. And then at 2 o'clock this afternoon, 3A action gets underway, and we'll have all that coverage for you. And then tonight, right into that very, very big 2A action starting at 7 o'clock. Joe, we're going to take the national anthem. Let's turn it over to the PA and the playing of our national anthem.
Stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, o'er
rendition of the national anthem. And we've got breaking news right here from the Community First Credit Union broadcast booth. Joe Millage has got some breaking news for us. And Jay Mill, give us that news update.
You know, Jason, we have been working with the governor's office to bring Governor Branstad up to talk to us here at the booth. He was coming tomorrow. In fact, he is coming tomorrow, but I just got off the phone with the governor's office. They're going to have a press conference tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock with Dan Gable, the lieutenant governor, Tom Brands, and others to announce that they are going to fight this IOC decision to take wrestling out of the Olympics. Now, this is going to be announced in a press release this afternoon by the governor's office, but I just got off the phone with them. They still want to come up. They still want to do the interview in our booth tomorrow. But they want to let us know that they are going to be starting a petition to try to get the IOC to reverse its direction. And that press conference with Dan Gable and a host of others will be tomorrow, and we're invited.
Well, that'll be a really interesting conversation, because you know, wrestling is such a historic part of our state, and you know, it does have consequences in the state. This is the home of wrestling. You'd say this in Pennsylvania, Joe Sinclair, is the home of wrestling.
You can listen back in the archives to our interview with Dan Gable last year. He's more famous in Russia than he is in the United States. It's a worldwide sport, and we've got this worldwide sport beginning right now on the mats, high above the mats. We're bringing it to you on 96.7. We're just seconds away from the start of the match.
I just want to say the cavalry has come. Thank you guys for replacing me. I was sweating yesterday. The B team was in yesterday. The A team is in. Go.
Well, we've got Moravia on deck next. The Moravia Mohawks. Briar Cochran, you're going to be up first at 1A at 106. And then Joe, we're going to be running here all afternoon as we bring you exclusive wrestling coverage of not just Albia kids, not just Moravia kids, but kids from all over the southern Iowa. We're looking for the mats, and we'll try to get Joe, when they change the bout numbers, we're looking for bout number 1006.
And I'm looking for the bout numbers on those.
On mat number 6 is 1006. And they changed the way that they do this, and so we're going to try to keep this going. And mat number 6, right in front of us on the red mat, it'll be Moravia's Briar Cochran taking on Sheldon Ely of English Valley Northeast. Or North English. Cochran, 35-6 on the season. Just a freshman. Got to watch him throughout the year, Joe, in the different dual meets. And the fact that Albia and Moravia had spent a lot of time in the wrestling room together. It builds that camaraderie amongst the coaches and the wrestlers. And I know everyone back in Albia is going to be rooting for Briar Cochran. But, of course, just down the road on Highway 55, about 10 miles south, we know right now, Mohawk fans, you are in the house and representing. And Briar Cochran warming up on mat number 6 for us, and he'll be underway in just a moment. They're getting some things worked out at the scoring table, looks like. Actually, looks like the coaches may have had a spill down along the Denny Whitlow. I can see Coach Whitlow down here along the mat. He's donning his state wrestling polo shirt.
Briar Cochran, a very talented freshman from the Moravia school there. He's got a 35-6 record. He's going up against Sheldon Ely from English Valleys, North English, and that's up by Williamsburg up in Iowa County. And they're just getting ready to get going, folks. And, man, what a great day we have for wrestling. You get up in the morning and get going. Got all the action for you today, quarterfinal action. It's Class 1A right now. We'll bring in the Class 2A matches starting right after lunch. And then tonight at 7 o'clock, it'll be the Class 2A. It'll be 3A in the middle and 2A at the end. And we're just underway here. It's Briar Cochran from Moravia. He's going up against Sheldon Ely from English Valleys, North English. And they are on their feet, underway at 106 pounds. It is Briar Cochran from Moravia in on the shot. Nice sprawl back there by Ely from English Valley. There's a single leg shot in there by Briar Cochran. He's in now. He switches to the double leg, uses his head as a lever, and we're going to have our first scoring with Briar Cochran. He's got the takedown, and now he's going to try to lock up a cradle. He's got the cradle in. Now he switches off the cradle, goes to a half Nelson. He is trying to turn over Sheldon Ely here in the first period. He's just about there, folks. If he can bar the arm on the other side, he can get that back points, but a nice job with a post on the leg by Sheldon Ely, and he gets to his base and Cochran gets back on the hips to control. Now Cochran cuts him, makes the score 2-1.
Very aggressive start here for Briar Cochran, and he's that, Joe, that kind of gets those nerves out of the air when you get that first step out and you take the first shot. It takes that little edge off. All these wrestlers are going to have to face on the mat here today. But Briar Cochran out in front here. Mat number six just underway, 106 weight class.
Great job by Briar Cochran in there on that single leg. Took what was there, switched to the double, got in behind and was able to nearly get back points. Now here's a shot by Ely from English Valleys, and they're off the mat. And a good job there by Briar Cochran getting to the circle at the edge of the mat to avoid that.
The texts are coming in, Joe, already. We want to make sure that all of you texts, let us know where you're listening from. Give us a text to 641. Write this number down, 641-931-0963. 641-931. Giveaways and goodies all tournament long.
Now, Briar Cochran in on a double leg. He's got Ely dumped to his butt. If Briar Cochran can get his head out here in the next 18 seconds, he will get a two-point takedown. He leads this match 4-1. They give him the takedown. There it is. So 4-1 now for Briar Cochran with 10 seconds to go. He did a real good job in there. Got his opponent dumped on his butt. Was able to get control. And now we got a stall call against Briar Cochran there, just kind of hanging on there. And that was a six-second stall call. You'll see that up here, folks, at the Wells Fargo Arena. It is the 2013 state championships. These are the best refs and the best wrestlers. And there's a stand-up attempt by Ely. Nice job by Cochran. And in expiration of the first period, Briar Cochran from Moravia leads this match 4-1.
Text coming in here. Leave it on the mat. Briar from the Babbitts.
All right. We're going to start the second period. Briar Cochran is going to cut his opponent. His opponent is Sheldon Ely from English Valleys, North English, and Ely takes the escape. Now the score is 4-2. We are at 106 pounds. It's the 2013 High School Wrestling Championships quarterfinal action. Opening round, Class 1A, Briar Cochran for the Moravia Mohawks, qualified as a freshman with a 35-6 record. He's in now on a single leg, trying to get the takedown at the edge of the mat. He's got his opponent at the edge of the mat taken down, but once again out of bounds, off the mat.
Briar Cochran out in front here, 4-2, just underway second period. Listing in Prairie City, go Briar, and we want to hear from you, 641-931-0963. Cochran out in front here at 106, 113 coming up. Ryan Kale from Cardinal Community, you'll be on deck. But right now we're bringing you exclusive Moravia Mohawk Brian Cochran coverage at 106. He's out in front, 4-2, 123 to go, second period.
Good job by Briar Cochran on his feet, maintaining control and doing a good job. There's a shot in there by Ely. Cochran does a great job ducking under it, scoots out the back, and scores the third takedown of the match. He's up now 6-2.
He's been aggressive, Joe. I really like his aggressive style right here.
Well, his coach has told him, hey, leave it all out there on the mat. He's got the ball and chain hooked up now with a minute to go in the second period. He's going to try He's going to try a tilt and maybe score some back points with 53 seconds to go, and he's not going to get called for stalling with that move in there, Jason. He is working hard, trying to turn his opponent from English Valleys over.
Heart and guts from Ewing and Unionville. That's what it takes to get it done here at Wells Fargo Arena. Glad to have you along on this big, big week of broadcasting at the 2013 State Wrestling Tournament. Briar Cochran out in front, Moravia fans, 6-3 with the escape just given there.
Yeah, Cochran just cut him there. He feels real comfortable on his feet. He's had three takedowns. He's in there on a single leg now. Nice sprawl by Ely. 96.7 KIIC and KIICradio.com bring you this live wrestling broadcast as the wrestlers go out of bounds again. And Cochran in the really nice job on an ankle pick. Just couldn't quite get him taken down in bounds there with 16 seconds to go. He's got a good sprawl there on a shot by Ely. And now he spins around, and he's going to get back points with this move.
There it is, right there. Now
just a slam back, folks. He caught him with his arms open on a takedown, took him straight forward to his back, and this is going to be a five-point move. The score now is going to be 11-3 with that five-point move. And Ely, folks, just shot in with his arms out. Cochran underhooked him and just bull-rushed him, took him to his back, got the five-point move. He's going to go to the third period. His choice leading 11-3.
Tyler Bradley and Brandon Weibrenner from Indian Hills Machine Tech. Let's go. Let's get it done, Briar. Glad to have you along here. Big final quarter here. Briar Cochran out in front, 11-3. Here's another shot. Cochran brings it right to his back. Now, Joe, this might be a pinning combination right here, right at the edge of the mat. Cochran out in front, 13-3, trying to get it done.
He gets the two-point takedown. He took neutral to start the period. His opponent, Ely, knows he's down by 8 points, tried a desperation throw, and Cochran did a real good job underhooking him, taking him to his back. He got 2 back points. That makes the score 15-3. And now it looks like Cochran's either going to give up a reversal or an escape. Got a little bit out of position there when he's trying to pin him that hard. And there's the escape. There's one. Nope, no point given. No point given. They're near the edge of the mat. They're going to be off the mat. And Briar Cochran is going to go back to the mat in control. And could have been an escape there, but none given. 15-3 the score. Briar Cochran is on top, in control. His coach is telling him to mix it up.
Yep.
He put his hands down like, just relax, coach. He gave him the old shush, the old shush maneuver there. Just relax. Briar Cochran has this one under control. He leads 15-3. That's a 12-point differential.
He's out in front here from Delta, Iowa. Delta, Iowa checking in, going Sigourney Kyoto. They'll be on the mat here a little bit later on. We'll bring you all that wrestling coverage from our friends over in Savage Cobra Company. Right now, though, Briar Cochran out in front, 51 ticks on the clock, and he's counting it down here, trying to get some more back points on Joe as he's in dominating fashion right here.
Yeah, he's going to try to hook up a figure four on the head. He kind of had to give that up because he was going to scissors ahead, and a nice job by Briar Cochran there while he was trying to get that pinning combination to not get a penalty point. Now we got a tilt working. There's back points being counted. We've got three. Yep, there it is. So it'll be a tech fall for Briar Cochran. And with 25 seconds remaining in the match, Briar Cochran, and now it looks like we've got an injury timeout. Injury timeout for Briar Cochran. And what we got going on?
We're
going
to move to mat number four. Ryan Kale of Cardinal Community. He's just getting underway. So, Cardinal fans, we're bringing you this coverage exclusively here on KIIC. Grant Barron of Don Bosco, the legendary Don Bosco program, is on the mat taking on Ryan Kale of Cardinal Community. Right now, the Moravia fans, Briar Cochran has his hand raised. He is the winner of Tech Fall, 18-3, with 25 seconds to go in the third period. Briar Cochran, you will move on. Let's get to action over at the 113 weight class. Ryan Kale of Cardinal on the mat, mat number four on the blue mat.
No scoring there as the first period is well underway here. And, folks, if you're listening back home on 96.7 KIIC, or if you're on the road on your smartphone listening on the app or at your desk on KIICradio.com, let all the folks at home know that they can listen as well. Tell the people in the schools, hey, if the kids couldn't make the pep bus to come up, we'll have the match for all the Southern Iowa action on the radio.
And they're listening right now, Joe. We've got them listening in. Go, Briar, from Moravia Preschool. How about that?
That is
awesome. You just called it.
That is awesome.
Here we go in our text. Let's go, Rockets. Very proud of all the boys and the coaches last night. Let's roll into today. A.J. Johnson checking in from Oskaloosa. We got them all over Southern Iowa right now. Though Cardinal, Ryan Kale is out in front. Joe, he's got a takedown on the mat.
Actually, there's no score. Ryan Kale started this period, the second period, on top. He's going to try to turn his opponent over here. He's got the chicken wing hooked up. There is no score here at 113 pounds. It's Ryan Kale from Cardinal. And this match being brought to you, folks, by the Tharp Funeral Home. Pre-plan now. It's easier than you think. That's Tharp Funeral Home. Now, Kale trying to hook up that that cradle. Looks like he's going to get it hooked up here. And, boy, he's doing a good job riding there, Jason.
Yeah, he's doing a good job of riding time. Now he's got it turned over, but he's right at the edge of the mat. He's got that tilt in, Joe. He got him back, but they're going to go off the edge of the mat. That was nearly some back points being earned there by Ryan Kale. Just joining us, Briar Cochran gets it done for the Mohawks. He punches his ticket to the next round. At 106, at 113 right now, we have Ryan Kale, but we're going to be bringing you Jaron Glosser at 120. The outstanding sophomore, Jaron Glosser at 120, will be coming up here in just a second. He is match number 1,020, Joe, on the board, so we'll keep an eye out for that to make sure we get the we got blood time down on the mat. While we got some time, let's get that number out. We want to hear from all of our listeners, 641-931-0963, 641-931-0963. 0963. Let us hear
that's
from you.
That's the live 96.7 text line, and you guys are sure welcome to text us. Root on your favorite wrestler. Get your name on the radio and in the schools, in the offices, on the highways, and in the homes of all the listeners here on 96.7. We're bringing you live high school finals high school championship wrestling action. It is quarterfinals action. The blood timeout is over here now for Cardinals. Ryan Kale covers his opponent.
He's doing a good job of riding here in the second period.
Yeah, 59 seconds remain in this one, and he's doing a real good job. He's ridden him the entirety of the second period. He started the second period on top. Now he's going to try to lock a cradle up. He's doing a real good job. His opponent is Grant Barron from Don Bosco Gilderville. They're a powerhouse wrestling school, and part of the controversy there with Wes Marshall during the districts. But hey, here's Kale with the double chicken wing trying to hook it up.
Boy, he's got the cradle.
Gives that up and goes for the cradle. If he can.
He's got to sit back.
There it is.
The back point.
He's
there
got
it is.
The back points counting. It's Ron Terpstra from New Sharon,
yes,
on the mat, calling it for Ryan Kale from Cardinal Community.
He's got the cradle locked up.
He gets the three back points with 17 seconds to go. He keeps that cradle, so back points haven't been awarded yet. Now he gives up the cradle. There's the three back points, and with 11 seconds to go in the second period, Ryan Kale from Cardinal Community on top here with a 3-0 score and a nice job riding his opponent for the entire second
that
period.
That is absolutely huge, and that's a morale killer for the other guy as well. When you can get ridden for an entire period, and then your opponent gets those top points on the back points, that gives Kale all the momentum going into this third and crucial final period here at 1:13.
And he felt so good about that, Jason, that he decided to take top.
Yeah,
so
great
unusual
call.
Move there. Hey, the next match we have up, folks, is going to be Jaron Glosser. Jaron Glosser, a talented 120-pounder. He's representing the Eddyville-Blakesburg Rockets. Did a great job. Got a special shout-out for Jaron Glosser from the Glosser family in Packwood, Iowa. He's got kin all over southern Iowa. We got some Peak and Packwood wrestlers going to be coming up here. Austin Vogel at 45 in a little bit. But Jaron Glosser, you're up next at 120 pounds, and your family there in Packwood wants to say, hey, get it going.
There is no sleeping here today at Wells Fargo Arena, Joe. We have got our running shoes on. No, I see you wear your cowboy boots. You must have those inserts in, buddy, because we're going to be doing some running.
They got some traction on them,
there
let me tell you, folks.
Let's make sure we get a shot of hair. Good luck, Austin Vogel. Go Panthers. MJHS says go Breyer and Dylan.
And, folks, we're not shorting any on Ryan Kale's match. There's another blood timeout there. His opponent from Gilbertville, Don Bosco, trails 3-0. He's in the down position. Kale is on top 3-0 and covering his opponent when they get done with this blood timeout.
Joe, I'm going to have Glosser over on mat number two. We'll bounce back and forth here. Mohawk fans, this next match for Jaron Glosser is going to be brought to you by Leffler Dirtwork and Ford's Grill in Eddyville.
And that is the Eddyville Rockets sponsors there. Great job from all of our Southern Iowa sponsors. Want to congratulate the Eddyville Rockets for their second place finish yesterday in the team duels. And we have got all kinds of Rocket action coming for you here. Back underway here at 113 pounds, it's Ryan Kale from Cardinal, ahead 3-0. He's covering his opponent from Gilbertville, Don Bosco, trying to lock up a cradle and get back points.
He's got it back in, Joe. He's got it back in.
And
he's
this
got
could
the
be a pin, and there it is. Ron Terpstra calls the pin for Ryan Kale. 4 minutes, 58 seconds into the match. Call the pin. Bonus points being awarded to the Cardinal Comets. Congratulations, Ryan Kale. You advanced on the winner's side at Class 1A, 113 pounds, and you heard it all here on 96.7 KIIC live from Wells Fargo Arena.
Joe, you're going to keep an eye out. You'll bring 1,028. Cody Brown will be on deck. Right now, we're going to bring you Jaron Glosser of Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont at 120. Glosser just underway. Here's a shot in there by his opponent, Jake Miller of Emmitsburg.
Jaron Glosser.
For a wrestling program.
Jaron Glosser, talented 100.
Oh, he's in deep on a double leg. He's got the takedown, Joe. And right there, he's got that arm bar back. If he can keep that arm, he can run it over. He does keep the arm. He's got the head in the hole.
If he can keep that thing, there it is. He's going to pin him, folks. He's going to pin him with 1:35 to go. He's got his opponent stretched out on the mat. It is going to be three back points for Jaron Glosser. He's got it locked up tight, folks. He's chest to chest. He's got the half Nelson reversed. And his opponent is on his back with still a minute and 20 seconds to go. The half Nelson has been reversed there at the center of the mat. Jaron Glosser's got locked up. Now he gives that up and goes to a double chicken wing. And he is working his opponent over here.
Double chicken wing in, and it is tight, and he's got it rolled back over. The shoulder's going back the other direction. 102 to go. Way to go, Breyer. Good luck, Dylan, from the fans at Moravia School Kitchen. Glad to have them along. But right now, it's the Rocket fans.
Jaron Glosser with the double chicken wing hooked up. He's up against Jake Miller from Emmitsburg. Miller on his back. Jaron Glosser got him all stretched out. There's 47 seconds to go, and we are high above the match and high
there.
Fidelity on 96.7, unable to encourage that official to call this pin. The score is going to be 5-0. Jaron Gloucester still hasn't been awarded any back
right
points
there.
Because he's had him on his back ever since the beginning.
He got the pin right there.
And there it was. There's
Jaron
the pin
Glosser.
For Jaron Gloucester.
How about that, Southern Iowa fans? A Tech fall to begin with Cochran. And Jaron Gloucester right there with the pin, along with Ryan Kell getting a big win from Cardinals. So Southern Iowa Joe Sinclair is off and running here at the Wells Fargo Arena.
Well, I want to personally thank Jaron Gloucester for getting that pin, because I called it a minute before it happened, and he never gave up that pinning combination, folks. He was chest-to-chest with the half Nelson reversed. The kid kind of wormed out of it. He just jumped right over, gave him what he had, and that was a double chicken wing. Squeezed it up, and 1 minute and 25 seconds into that match, it's a pin for Jaron Gloucester. He advances, and next, no rest for the weary. We got more Eddieville.
That's right. We're going to take a really quick timeout, come back and set things up. We've got on deck Cody Brown, Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont, the Rockets. You're on deck. Send us a text at 641-931-0963. 641-931-0963. We want to hear from you. We'll be back to Wells Fargo Arena. You're listening to 2013 Iowa State High School Wrestling coverage right here on KIIC.
The drought of 2012 was the worst we've seen since the 1950s. But one new seed technology helped farmers grow more corn under challenging real-world conditions. In over 1,100 on-farm trials across the Midwest, under severe and extreme drought, hybrids with the AgriSure Artesian technology trait produced 16% higher yields, which is significantly higher than competitors' drought trait claims. In extreme drought, the results were 48% higher. Talk to your Syngenta retailer or dealer today.
Do you or a loved one suffer from respiratory problems requiring home or portable oxygen? If so, you can breathe easy with oxygen equipment from Hammer Medical Supply. At Hammer, we understand the importance of providing top-quality respiratory care to you and your loved ones. That's why Hammer provides a wide variety of home and portable oxygen products and much more. No matter what your oxygen needs, we have a solution for you. Hammer is proud to provide the most advanced oxygen technologies available, each designed with your comfort and convenience in mind. In Sheraton, stop by 914 Court Avenue or call 774-4600. That's Hammer.
This is live wrestling action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back to 2013 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. We're moving to 126. You just heard Jaron Gloucester get the big pin for the Rockets. Rocket Nation, we want to hear from you. Send us a text, 641-931-0963. Way to go, Jaron Gloucester from Ellen Walker. Awesome job, Breyer. Dylan, you're next from Albie's wrestling coach, Dave Winger. Right now, underway. There's a big shot in there by Brown. Brown with the takedown. This being brought to you by Cinef Auction Service, Eddieville Lumber, and First Iowa State Bank. Your exclusive wrestling coverage brought to you by all these Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont sponsors. But right now.
All right, we'll catch you up here, Jason. It's Sawyer Aimling from Edgewood Colesburg, 22-0 on the season. He's up against Cody Brown, Eddieville Blakesburg Rocket. And it was Aimling from Edgewood Colesburg with the early takedown here. We're just underway, 15 seconds into the match as they go out of bounds. And Brown from Eddieville Blakesburg trailing 2-0. He's on his feet trying to get the escape at 126 pounds.
He got the takedown. He did a really good job, Joe, as we've seen here with all the Southern Iowa wrestlers, aggressive right from the whistle.
And there's a really good stand-up and a turn and face by Brown. But give credit to Aimling. He gets down onto the legs and kind of switches it into a double leg and takes him down near the edge of the mat.
Looks so, like a reversal.
It's 2-0. It's Aimling from Edgewood Colesburg on top of Brown from Eddieville Blakesburg. Yep. And this match is being brought to you by the First Iowa State Bank. First Iowa State Bank serving you in two locations, both Albia and Eddieville. So there is Cody Brown, Eddieville Blakesburg. He's 19-15 on the season. He's a sophomore. He's up against another sophomore. It's Sawyer Aimling from Edgewood Colesburg. He is the 120-pounder. They've got similar colors, folks. It's black and yellow.
Rockets on deck. Blake Maroff of Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont. You will be on deck. I'll keep an eye out for that one. So, Rocket Nation, you are going to be busy here as we get into this really busy stretch of wrestling coverage.
Oh, we've got all kinds of Southern Iowa wrestlers here. We're going to be bringing you a Southeast Warren match here in just a second. Okay. All the Southern Iowa wrestlers have qualified here to the state meet. we are going to bring you the live action.
Looking right now at Cody Brown trailing 2-0. 17 seconds to go, first period. Text coming in. Good luck, Eddie Bill Blickberg, Fremont wrestlers. Keep the ball rolling. Coach Van Dorn, go get it, Cody Brown, from Stacy Boyer. Glad to have all of you along here.
Cody got a real tough match here, Jason. He's up against the number two ranked wrestler in the state. He's undefeated on the season, 22-0. There's that Fouch kid is on the same side from Underwood, is 49-0. So you're not going to see a number one, number two matchup as far as the rankings go here at 126 pounds, class 1A, because they are both on the same side. Jake Hunterdos from Southeast Warren, he's up against Harley Jansen from Manson Northwest Webster. And that's a 120-pound match. And we're in the third period of that match, and it is Hansen from Manson Northwest Webster. He is trailing. So Hunderos is up on that one by a score of 9-0. So Jake Hunderos getting it done for Southeast Warren.
Cody Brown gets the escape, and he's got the lead trimmed down to just 2-1 here. But right back in there is a shot by his opponent, Amling, and that'll be another takedown. Now Amling got him on his back, and this is going to be some back points earned for Amling and a pin.
Okay, Cody Brown from Eddyville Blakesburg, he will wrestle again, folks. He got pinned there by the number two ranked wrestler from Edgewood Colesburg. That was Sawyer Amling. Tough draw there for Cody Brown, but he will wrestle again here in about probably an hour, folks. So do not go anywhere, and don't give up on Cody Brown, Eddyville Blakesburg. He's going to wrestle again here in just a little bit. Meanwhile, Jake Hunderos from Southeast Warren with 45 seconds to go. We got a little break in the action. He leads 9-0. They're going to have a little timeout there.
Well, we've got some more texts coming in. Time to show you that you've been working for Rockets. Can't wait to watch live tomorrow from Dimitri Boyer. Dimitri, how you doing, buddy? Glad to have you along. He's one of my favorites. And we want to hear from you, 641-931-0963. Send us a text. Let us know where you're listening from and who you're rooting for today. Of course, we're rooting for all the Southern Iowa guys.
That is exactly right. And we're just moments away, folks.
Blake Maroff.
Oh, here's Jake Hunderos from Southeast Warren. He's got a pinning combination in there. He just kind of bulldogged his opponent to his back, and he's not chest to chest. I don't think he's going to be able to pin him with 30 seconds to go here on this pinning combination, but he's going to get three more back points, make the score 12-0. So Hunderos from Southeast Warren getting it done at 120 pounds, class 1A. This live wrestling action is at the Wells Fargo Arena. Now here Hunderos gets chest to chest. There's 12 seconds remaining. If he can get that half Nelson reverse, Jason, I think we're going to see it. But he can't quite get it hooked up. And with 5 seconds to go, he is going to go on. He's going to score bonus points for Southeast Warren. He does advance at class 1A, 120 pounds, Hunderos, with the 12-0 win over Harley Jansen from Manson Northwest Webster. So great job there by Jake Hunderos. He goes to the winner's side.
Well, we're going to bring you Blake Maroff here in just a second. He'll be on deck. Good luck to all the area wrestlers from Mike's Towing of Knoxville. They'll be listening to all the coverage. Also, they want to know, Joe, if a wrestler wins today in the first round, are they done for the day? If they win the first round, are they done for the day? And the answer is
yes.
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 That is correct. So we have got, I seen that it looked like Blake Maroff was moving towards the mat. I see Tony Johnson running. He's on a full sprinter. I thought I had seen him.
There's I believe so their match is going to be right down here on 4.
Yep. But there's Maroff coming out. I can see him walking across the middle of the mats.
We want to thank Eddyville Lumber and Cinef Auction Service. They are going to be sponsors for the Blake Maroff match. And set that match up for us there, Jason. He's got
there's no
Reed
easy
Letty
contest.
From Belmont.
Yeah. No easy contest, but Reed Letty from Belmont Clemmie. He's a senior, so he's got experience. 29 wins on his season. That's a whole bunch of wins, but he's going up against one of the toughest wrestlers all around. 39-1, Blake Maroff from Rocket Nation. They know how tough he is. Well, here in just a few seconds, all these probably 10,000-plus fans are going to get a chance to watch an outstanding wrestler take the mat here as the Rockets move along and the cheerleaders come across the floor.
And that was really one of the nice things from the 2012 edition. was the emergence of Blake Maroff as a state competitor. He progressed and really improved throughout the season last year in the 2011-12 campaign. Came up here and really got it done. We're going to watch this match for you on mat number four. It's Blake Maroff, Eddyville Blakesburg Rockets, class 1A, 132 pounds.
He's right out the gate. Out of the gate, he brings the takedown. So aggressive. We've seen that all year long.
4 seconds it took him for that ankle pick to score that takedown. Still only 10 seconds gone in this first period. He's scoring takedowns faster than we can call him for you, folks. It's Blake Maroff from the Eddyville Blakesburg Rockets. He is in there riding his opponent hard.
Good luck, Dustin Miller from Bloomfield Golden Furrow crew. They're listening in. Glad to have all of you along. But right now, Blake Maroff, 39-1, trying to get it done and keep his hopes arise to get to the top of that podium with all these kids. Eight mats right now, folks. I wish you could see this amazing view, and we'll have the webcam up a little bit later. But, Joe, it's an amazing scene. We look down there and see eight mats. And athletes moving.
Oh, there's a great chin back by Maroff. A good job by Letty from Belmont Clemmy to not give up the back points, but he did a sit out. Maroff just shoved him back, did the chin back, couldn't quite get the back points, but Blake Maroff taking the best move that Reed Letty from Belmont Clemmy has and almost turning it into back points, showing why Blake Maroff is the second ranked wrestler in class 2A 100 or class 1A 132 pounds here on 96.7 KIIC.
Just dominating. Go EBF. Go Blake from Miss Swartz listening in. Hope they're listening in at all the schools there in Rocket Land.
There's a tilt attempt by Blake Maroff. Nice job by Letty to get out of bounds before any back points be scored. They come to the center of the mat, and we're going to have an escape by Letty. Maroff's going to cut him. We'll start the action off the whistle on their feet. 2-1 the score. Blake Maroff on top of Reed Letty from Belmont Clemmy. On their feet, there's an ankle pick again by Maroff.
Good counter there, though.
Good counter by Letty. Takes it away. Now there's a shuck there. There's a shuck and a good job by Letty getting in on single leg. Now Maroff is going to try a whizzer to get out of that one, and I think Letty's going to be able to get the takedown. He does. There's a 3-2 lead now for Letty, and Maroff just a little bit aggressive there on that. He tried to shuck him by, and he knows he made a mistake. Yeah. Slaps the mat at the edge of the mat, slaps his head, comes back to the center of the mat after they go out of bounds. He gets set on the bottom. He's covered by Reed Letty with 21 seconds to go in the first period. It's 132 pounds, class 1A. Blake Maroff from Eddyville Blakesburg trailing 3-2. He gets to his feet. Now there's a stand-up switch attempt, and there he is out of bounds, and there's 10 seconds to go in the first period.
Letty's not giving him anything. You know, the face of the number two guy in the state, and to have all that coming in, and he's only got one loss in the season. Letty's really hanging in there, but Maroff's one tough character.
Hey, the season records for these guys were 0-0 when they took the mat here at the Wells Fargo Arena. We're at mat four. It's Blake Maroff versus Reed Letty. We're just moments away from bringing you Jason Crosby and Tanner Potter. So as the first period expires, Maroff is down by a score of 3-2.
I'll keep my eye out for Jason Crosby. And good luck today to TCM's Tyler Fobert and to all of the EBF Rockets and Coach Little. Heather listening in from What Cheer. Glad to have you along, Heather.
And Maroff is in the top position, and he tries to put the leg in and stand up. And now there's a stall warning against Blake Maroff. Stand up there by Letty from Belmont Clemmy, and Maroff didn't take him back to the mat within the three-second time period. And that was a stall call, and it was the right call by the official down there. We've got eight mats going, folks, here, bringing you this live high school wrestling championship coverage. It's the 2013 edition. Blake Maroff from Eddyville Blakesburg on the mat in the second period with 1:38 to go. He trails his opponent 3-2. His opponent is Reed Letty from Belmont Clemmy. Letty had his choice in the second period. He took down. The scoring was the first takedown was for Blake Maroff. He cut his opponent and then got a little bit aggressive on a shuck by and was taken down with about 30 seconds to go in the second period. And Letty rode him out for the rest of the period. So that's been the scoring thus far as we count down through 1 minute, 10 seconds. He's class 1A, 132 pounds. Now Maroff gets the stall call against Letty. So Letty just kind of sitting there on his
More stalling call is going to lead to points for someone.
Now Maroff with Letty broken down. He breaks him down. Letty gets back to his base. Now Maroff tries to bar the arm. And there's a tilt. There's a tilt, and he can't quite get the back points. So not enough time there. He counted one but didn't count two. Now he's got the tilt working again. He's a little bit high for that tilt, so he gets back on the hips. Going to try to break him down with the bar arm. There's a stand-up by Letty, and it looks like he might get loose. There is
a nice job of fighting back
job.
Down to the mat. Wow.
And just a split second before the official was going to call stalling, Maroff got him back down to the mat with 27 seconds to go in the second period. If Blake Maroff could ride him out for this whole period, or even get a couple back points here,
parallel.
He just got one count on that tilt, folks. If he could get that to two, it would be a 2 points. Yeah, we're just counting down through the final seconds of the second period. Blake Maroff did a nice job riding this opponent here for the first minute and 55 seconds. If he can hang on here for the next five, he will go to the third period. I'm sure he'll take the down position and try to bust out of there, score, take down, and win this thing.
That is a huge win right there. That is a demoralizing win there to ride your opponent for an entire period, second period particularly. And you know that that is something that's in the mind of Letty here as they open up underway here and the third period. And I'm keeping an eye out. Jason Crosby, you're on deck for the Rockets, taking on Tanner Potter of Griswold.
We'll also want to mention that
Trey Buzik of Pleasantville is going to be on the mat. At let's see here. He is on mat number two. Yep. We'll try to get that for you as well. But I'm keeping a close eye on Jason Crosby. We'll bring you that action. But right now.
And Maroff gets out with 10 seconds gone in the third period. It's Blake Maroff tied it up 3-3. The wrestlers are on their feet at a class 1A, 132 pounds. We'll keep it right there, Jason, as Blake Maroff tries to advance to the winner's side and live up to his number two billing here at the Wells Fargo Arena. He's got a very talented opponent from Belmont Clemmie. That's Reed Letty. They're tied up in the third period with 1 minute and 30 seconds to go. On their feet at the center of the mat, hand-checking and pummeling at the center of the mat. It's Maroff from Eddyville Blakesburg, Letty from Belmont Clemmie, tied up 3-3. And this is a great match. There's an ankle pick there by Maroff, and he's
deep.
In there deep, and he's got the two. That makes it 5-3 with a minute to go, and Maroff did a great job riding him out throughout the second period. He's got a minute to do it here.
That was the defining moment right there, riding him out that second period when they got that stand-up and he was able to hold on. After 30 seconds ago, that was enormous. And right now he's got the lead, 5-3, 47 seconds.
Well, he's lightning quick in there on that ankle pick. That's how he took him down with only 5 seconds gone in the first period. He tried that ankle pick again after he cut him in the second period, and it was a go-to move for Blake Maroff. And he leads this one now 5-3 with 35 seconds to go. Just needs to make sure that he works hard enough to not get a stall call. He's in there right now with the head in the hole. He's got the deep waist ride in. He's going to try the tilt, and we're going to have a stalemate call with 26 seconds to go. Blake Maroff on top, 5-3. Meanwhile, Trey Buzik down there looks like he's having a little bit of trouble with his match. He trails 2-6 for Pleasantville. And there's Blake Maroff with stand-up by Clemmie. Now Maroff going to have to take him down. He does that's the second time, folks, that the stand-up by Clemmie wasn't quite good enough. And Maroff almost gives up the stall point. And with 11 seconds to go, looks like Blake Maroff will advance. He leads 5-3. They're at the out-of-bounds mark. So with 7 seconds to go, Blake Maroff in control of his match, 5-3. Wow, what an exciting match, folks.
Jason Crosby, you're on deck next. Coming just up, but Trey Bruce Buzik is trailing over here for Pleasantville.
There's a stand-up and a cut for Clemmie, and Maroff backing off the mat. And with no time left, Maroff stalls his way out of it, and he wins that one by a score of 5-4. What a great match for Blake Maroff.
Congratulations, Rocket Nation. Nice job, Breyer, from Buck, just texting in. Also got some texts coming in from our Mohawk fans. Congrats, Breyer Cochran from the Mohawks at home. Glad to have all of you listening along here. But Jason Crosby on deck. How big was that, though, that second period, Joe, for Maroff?
I'll tell you what that does. It does something great for the Eddyville Blakesburg talented wrestlers. They're going to stop looking past somebody because Blake Maroff's got number one ranked Connor Shalisa from Auburnette up next. And he might have been looking past Reed Letty there and made a mistake in the first period, got taken down and fell behind. His next match is going to be against Connor Shalista from Auburnette, and that'll be tomorrow, folks, and that'll be one of our feature matches tomorrow, 1-2 in the quarterfinals. So
Trey Buzik of Pleasantville is trailing 6-3, third period. But right now, Jason Crosby is putting on the red band. He's on mat number four. And he is on deck. He's going to take on Tanner Potter of Griswold, a senior. Two seniors going at it. 44 wins for Crosby, 43 for Potter. And they're underway, and they're tied up right at the center of the mat. Here's a shot in, a long shot by Crosby. Couldn't get to that back leg, and they'll continue to pummel towards the center of the mat.
Great match being brought to you by Ajinomoto Heartland USA. They're providing cost-effective feed-grade amino acids and is the front-runner in amino acid nutritional research. Thank you for your sponsorship here of the Eddyville Blakesburg Rockets and high school wrestling at the Well.
Well, both Crosby and Potter took a counter shot. Right now, the sprawl out by Potter as Crosby's trying to stay in. He's got the under side position, a stalemate call. Good decision there. I like when they get the stalemates called quickly. Let's get back to wrestling.
I will give you guys the updates on Trey Buzik's Pleasantville match. He's up against Taylor Lehman and Clarion Goldfield, and we'll keep it with you, Jason, on Crosby's match for Eddyville Blakesburg.
Here's a shot there by Potter. He took a shot, but countered by Crosby. Whizzers out. Now, Crosby, who had the shot by Potter, trying to counter with a shot of his own, and I think we're going to get another stalemate right here. Although Potter continues to lose the leverage here to Crosby. Crosby with the underhook, pushing forward, and still no stalemate. Surprised. There it is. There's a stalemate, and they'll get back to action. A little bit quicker with the stalemate be to my liking. Eight mats going at once, but right now we got our eyes featured on Jason Crosby and Joe.
He's in on a double leg there. Does a nice job, dumps his opponent to his butt. If he can get around there, he will get the two-point takedown. There's 30 seconds remaining. He does get around. No points awarded yet, but there they are. They give him the two. Jason Crosby moves up 2-0. Meanwhile, class 1A, 132 pounds. Trey Buzik trails 6-4. The wrestlers are on their feet with 45 seconds to go. Trey Buzik needs to get a takedown. He's on his feet at 132 pounds. Pleasantville's Trey Buzik going up against Taylor Lehman from Clarion Goldfield. Wrestlers on their feet with 30 seconds to go.
Yeah, Crosby's got the tilt in. He's got the back points being earned here. Crosby out in front now with those back points. But Joe, we've got 24 seconds left in your contest. Now it is Crosby out in front, 5-0. But let's get back to your final 19 seconds there.
Nice job by Crosby there with the tilt to end that first period. And it's going to be a takedown for Taylor Lehman from Clarion Goldfield. He moves up by a score of 8-4. We're going to count down through the final seconds. So Trey Buzik will wrestle again here in about an hour. He will probably be going up against Derek Bailey from Maple Valley Anton. So
I've got Crosby right now and starting the second period in a down position, tries to do a stand-up. He's out in front, 5-0. 10 seconds gone by, second period. Jason Crosby trying to match his other teammates. Blake Maroff just coming up with a big win for the Rockets.
Crosby's up against a real talented kid.
Yes,
it's Tanner Potter from Griswold. He's 43-5 on the season. So those three near fall points at the end of the first period, I think, are going to play really big in this matchup, especially in the third period. Crosby should be able to manage the match the way that he wants to with at least a couple point lead there, depending on what happens here in the second period. He's being ridden pretty hard right now by Tanner Potter, but he does get to his feet here with a stand-up with 1:16 to go. Should have a stall call on Potter here. He can't get him taken down. Don't get the stall call, but we're out of bounds with 1:11 to go. And that's what Jason Crosby needs to do again here is keep that action going, try to get that escape point, make this thing a 6-0 contest, and run from him the rest of the way, because this is a real good kid we're going to have to keep our eye on.
Crosby in the down position, 1:11 to go, second period. Tanner Black, you're on deck.
Tucker Black,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Tucker.
Josh Yoder, you're going to be coming up here of Sigourney Kiotis. Josh Yoder at 145. We want to hear from you, 641-931-0963. 641-931-0963. Send us a text. They'll reset back at the center of the mat. Crosby started this second period in a down position. He's got a 5-0 lead here over Potter of Griswold. He'll cover. Potter covers Crosby. And there'll be a caution. I believe that one's going to go on Potter. Got a little quick start there to the whistle. And they're up. Crosby gets to his feet, trying to get the hands separated.
A couple of great wrestlers going at it here, Jason. It's 4th-ranked Jason Crosby versus 10th-ranked Tanner Potter. So we're going to be calling a lot of ranked wrestlers up here at the Well, 96.7 KIIC Thunder Country. If you tuned in to listen to the Thunder Country, you have got high school wrestling coming your way right now.
Well, in just a few minutes, we're going to be joined, rejoining the Jock. And we'll be simulcasting on the Jock as well as the cell phone apps and all over the world on www.kiicradio.com. High above the mats and high fidelity. And I see Tucker Black making his way out to the mat. And he'll be on mat number 3 as Andy Robson joins us up here in the broadcast booth. Attaboy, Andy, going to keep us up to date. Here's a stand-up by Crosby trying to get the escape here. 34 seconds to go, second period. Crosby back to his base, gets to his feet, trying to get the hands separated. Potter elevates and brings him back to the mat. 5-0 here, Crosby out in front. Second period, 23 seconds and counting. And Tucker Black is across the mat from him.
You take care of Jason Crosby, and I'll take care of Tucker Black. Crosby with that big 5-0 lead at 138 pounds, class 1A. And Tucker Black, he's over there, 145 pounds.
Josh Yoder, you're on deck for Sigourney Kyoto as well. So Sigourney Kyoto fans, we'll have that coverage for you here in just a moment. Right now, though, it is Jason Crosby, 14 seconds away from taking the lead into the third period. He gets a stand-up, 5-0 here, Crosby.
And I'm sure that Crosby would like to have been able to get out of there instead of being ridden for that entirety of the second period. But like I said, man, that's huge that he was. Oh, there. Oh,
just right at the sound of the whistle, he was able to get him over on his back. But right now, we're going to go to the third period, and Crosby will probably start in the top position. We'll wait and see what Griswold chooses here. But do you
Tucker Black at 145 pounds in on double leg. No score yet here at 145 pounds with 20 seconds gone in the first period. Tucker Black in there on a single leg now. And looks like his opponent there, Jake Mize, gets a whizzer in and gets behind, gets a two-point takedown. It's Mize from Woodbury Central with the takedown, leading
Crosby,
2-0 early.
Crosby with the tilt in. He got a two count. He gets the third count there. It's going to be back points here for Crosby. He's going to take a lead and extend that out to a 7-0, Jason Crosby at 138. Let's get back to Tucker Black across the way.
Tucker gets up to his feet and gets out of bounds with 1 minute left in the match. He trails, or 1 minute left in the first period. Tucker Black, Eddyville Blakesburg trailing 2-0 at 145.
Once again, Jason Crosby here at 138. Out in front, 7-0, 125 to go in the contest. Trying to get another win here for Rocket Nation, coming off a big dual meet last night. Second place state finish. How about that? 1A, Rocket Nation.
Tucker Black trying to take care of business here on mat number three. He got taken down, had a really good shot in there, and a nice counter there by Jake Mize from Woodbury Central. Got the whizzer in there, got behind, and got the takedown. And with 30 seconds to go in the first period, Mize is riding Tucker Black hard. Black broken down here, trying to get to his base. There's a bar arm, and now he's trying the ball and chain. Mize is, and Mize has got it locked up here. With 20 seconds to go, looks like he might be able to ride him out here.
Right now, it's Jason Crosby at 138, 45 seconds to go. He's got the arm bar back, getting in the back once again. He's going to have a pinning combination here with 39 seconds to go. Jason Crosby gets the pin at 138. How about that, Rockin' Nation? Jason Crosby with the pin, courtesy of Ajinomoto Heartland USA. And Rocket Nation, you have another wrestler into the winning bracket.
And we can talk about that for a minute, Jason, because they're tending to Tucker Black with a little bit of a blood timeout there. Great job there. I glanced over there when they stopped Tucker's match for the blood timeout. Locked up that inside cradle.
Yes.
Rolled him up like a muffin and took it to the mat and got it done.
He got ridden that second period, Joe. You know, we talk about the importance of the psychological barrier that you'd face when you get ridden for an entire period, but he overcame that in the second period, or in the final period. He had a nice, comfortable lead going into the second period, 5-0, but right out of the gate got those back points and then turned that into a pinning combination. And Jason Crosby, you punched your ticket to the next round.
Well, it's huge for the Eddyville Blakesburg Rockets to get bonus points on the championship side is huge, and that was a big plus for Eddyville Blakesburg Rockets if they're going to compete for the team championship here.
Well, you know they are. I mean, this is a dominating Rocket team. I know that the strategy that the coach used yesterday to choose to give these guys individual opportunities and not to risk injury and those other things as a team, they finished second at state. Of all those 1A teams, Rocket Nation, you are number two in the state. That is outstanding and amazing stuff. But you got Tucker Black going at it in the second period.
All right, we just got underway here, second period. Tucker Black's choice, he took the neutral position. He had a real good shot in there, folks, in the first period. But a nice counter there by Jake Mize from Woodbury Central Mobile. And they kind of butted heads right there at the center of the mat. We're just underway, second period. It's a 2-0 deficit for Tucker Black from Eddyville Blakesburg.
Josh,
now Tucker in on a deep single. He's in on a deep single. They're at the edge of the mat. Tucker sees the edge of the mat, knows where he's at, kind of has to back up his momentum and tries to get that thing, and they're going to have a stalemate with 1:28 to go, second period. Stalemate there for Tucker Black.
Well,
Jake Mize.
Joe, it does not rest here. Josh Yoder is taking the mat, taking on Evan Hansen of EHK Exira.
Hey, how about those Sigourney Kyoto Savage Cobras?
Well,
they're competing here at the well.
I want to hear from all those fans listening out in Rocket Nation and Cobra Nation. Send me a text 641-931-0963. Andy Robson giving me the collar combination, and Yoder is in the green. And right now, there is no score.
Fast action here, 145. It's Mize in deep on a double leg. Great job by Black. He gets the Whizzer in. Puts that Whizzer in hard. Step, and gets to the out-of-bounds mark. And out-of-bounds with 107 to go. Still 2-2 the score with Tucker Black. Takes him down now at the edge of the mat. 2-2. Way to go, Tucker Black. He's tied it up in the second period.
Well, Yoder's got the cradle, and he's trying to rock it back. He being fought off here, but he's got to be careful because he got a little bit too high, and Sanson may turn this into his own points. Yoder looked like he was getting the cradle in, but with 102 left, Joe, let's get back to Tucker Black.
It's second period action, folks. Class 1A, 145 pounds, Tucker Black in a tie match with Jake Mize from Woodbury Central Mobile, and now Black gives up the escape with 52 seconds remaining in the second period. It's a 3-2 advantage for Jake Mize from Woodbury
Central.
Here's
a quick shot by Yoder. Once again, he gets that cradle in, inside cradle, turns it over. He's going to move this into a back point. Might get this into a pinning combination. Yoder of Sigourney Kyoto in a pinning combination with 11 seconds to go, first period. He's got the back points. Evan Hansen putting on the cradle, or putting on the sick out. But right now, it is Yoder out in front. And that is a five back points error. That'll be a three back points, 4-0.
At 145 pounds with 20 seconds to go, Tucker Black in on an ankle pick. Gets it in deep, switches off to a double leg. If he can get his head out now, he's got his opponent dumped to his butt, gets the two-point takedown and takes the lead 4-3 for the first time in the match. Tucker Black from Eddyville-Blakesburg leads his Mobile opponent by a score of 4-3 with 10 seconds to go. Black riding hard, sit out there by Mize from Woodbury Central. Counter by Black, gets back behind, and we're going to go to the third period at 145 pounds, a 4-3 lead for Tucker Black.
Staying at 145, Josh Yoder, Sigourney Kyoto, is out in front now, 6-0. He got a takedown as Hansen chose the start in the neutral position. Now Yoder with the head in the hole, trying to run that inside cradle. He's out in front, 6-0, 1:27 to go, second period. Let's go back to Matt across the way with Tucker Black.
Well, Mize took the down position like we predicted that he would, and he gets a sit out and then a stand up, and he's taken down at the edge of the mat with 10 seconds gone in the third period. They're off the mat, and they'll come back and reset it with Tucker Black covering Mize from Woodbury Central. Black on top, 4-3.
Here's Yoder with the cradle in once again. He's got that cradle in tight. Couldn't get those back points.
He's a little out of position there. I just kind of glanced over. He's out of position. He's going to have to get back.
Might give up those reversal if he's not careful here. But Yoder out in front, 6-0, 53 seconds to go. He hangs on. Hopefully he doesn't give up the takedown. He's going to give up the reversal to Evan Hansen. Now Yoder is out in front, 6-2, 43 seconds to go. Let's get back to Tucker Black.
With 1:42 remaining in the third period, Tucker Black riding Jake Mize from Woodbury Central Mobile. Mize with a stand-up and then a sit-out. That's kind of his move, a stand-up and then goes to a sit-out. Tucker Black trying to chin him back. He's got him on his rump there at the edge of the mat. Now Mize back to his base. Black back behind covers. Now Black working on the hands, and they're off the mat again with 121. 81 ticks left on the clock there. Third period action, 145.
We'll reset over here at 145. Josh Yoder, Sigourney Kyoto out in front, 6-2. They go back to the center of the mat. Yoder in the down position after giving up the reversal. Yoder with 20 seconds to go, trying to get the escape here to go into the third and final period. Here's the tilt back attempt by Hansen, and it's fought off with 10 seconds to go in the second period, 6-2. It's a Yoder out in front.
Tucker Black riding his opponent hard here with a 4-3 lead. 1 minute remains. Another stand-up attempt there by Mize, and they're off the mat with 104 to go. It's a 4-3 lead for Tucker Black from Eddyville-Blakesburg Rockets. That is a great match that we are listening to here on 96.7.
Joe, Josh Yoder's out in front. He's going to begin in the top position on the third period, but we're going to keep it exclusively to Tucker Black, and I'll interrupt with major events here. But right now, Josh Yoder with a 6-2 lead, and he's going to keep his opponent on the mat here beginning of third period.
I want to thank UGL for providing facility maintenance for Cargill there at Eddyville. They're sponsoring this match. The Tucker Black leads 4-3. We're back on live action, and there's a stall call against Tucker. There's 47 seconds left here. Tucker leads 4-3, but these officials are going to make these guys wrestle all the way through. Tucker Black with a 4-3 lead, 47 seconds left, third period action. His opponent is Jake Mize from Woodbury Central Mobile, and Tucker Black is
Oh, my God.
Going to cut him to tie the score. With 47 seconds left, folks, Tucker Black cuts Mize with 47 seconds to go. He was scared of that stall call. So they're on their feet with 44 seconds to go. It's a tied match, 4-4.
Real quick update, Josh Yoder gives up the escape. They're right back in the center mat. 1:12 to go in that contest. 6-3, Yoder, a senior Nikita out in front.
30 seconds to go. Tucker Black in on the single leg. He's got his head on the inside. He's got the single leg. He needs to get behind with 26 seconds to go. His opponent, Mize from Woodbury Central, trying not to give it up. There's Tucker Black. He gets behind. If he can get his head out, he'll have the two-point takedown and take a 6-4 lead with 16 seconds to go. He gets it. 2 points for Tucker Black. Now he's just got to ride him out for the next 10 seconds, folks, and Tucker Black will advance on the winner's side at Class 1A, 145 pounds. 7 seconds to go. Tucker Black with the great win. He's now got a pinning combination, but with time expiring, Tucker Black advances 6-4. Way to go, Eddieville Blakesburg.
Great win for the Rockets. We got an amazing match going on here with 30 seconds to go. It's tied. Josh Yoder and Eric Evan Hansen. Hansen with back-to-back takedowns and releases has got this score tied with 23 seconds to go. Right now, both wrestlers in on each other on shots and countered with 20 seconds to go. Singer Nikita fans, you are down to your final 20 seconds here with Josh Yoder taking on Evan Hansen of EHK Exira.
Great wrestling action here at the 2013 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships on 96.7 KIIC. Sigourney Tractor and Implement, proud to sponsor this Sigourney Kyoto matchup. Yoder. Way to go for Josh Yoder. He's
Yoder's
in a 7-7 tie.
He's got 12 seconds to get the escape after the last tech down there. It was tied up by Hansen.
Should be Yoder a stall call here against.
He's got the leg in. The leg in. He's riding hard with 2 seconds. A sit-out switch there by Yoder, and the time will expire. We're going to go into to overtime here. Josh Yoder took a commanding 5-0 lead, but Evan Hansen, 43-1 on the year, Joe. That's a dominating sophomore season. He has come back to tie this up into overtime. We go. Here is a
sudden
shot
victory, folks. Sudden
Yoder.
Victory.
Single leg now sprawling out is Hansen, trying to
return
into his own.
A great job there by a cross face for Hansen, and he gets the 2-point sudden victory. And
That was
a tough match for Josh Yoder. Had the big lead and couldn't hold on. Tough loss there for Josh Yoder. But, hey, we're going to have another match coming up here in just a second. It's going to be Austin Vogel from Pekin. He's an outstanding senior for that Pekin Panther squad. And he'll be up in about 3 minutes probably.
Well, let's take a quick timeout. We'll come back and reset things here. Take a quick timeout here from our sponsors and our run to the race to the well. We're at Wells Fargo Arena. You're listening to the 2013 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. Don't go anywhere.
Lathrop Construction is ready to move the earth for you. When you need to have your earth moved, contact Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop at 799-1105 and let Lathrop Construction move your earth. Lathrop Construction is proud to support and sponsor the Albia Blue Demon Athletics.
Teamwork makes a winning team, like the one you get with Walmart Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, and the Iowa Farm Bureau. We work together to make it easy for Farm Bureau members in Iowa to choose a health insurance plan from the Blues through local Farm Bureau agents. Work with a winning team. Call Farm Bureau agent Brad Witt in Albia at 641-932-7873. Products available through Farm Bureau Financial Services.
This ain't wrestling. This is wrestling on Thunder Country KIIC.
Welcome back, everyone. Glad to have you along on this exclusive 2013 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. The texts are coming in fast and furious. Good luck to all the EBF and Albia wrestlers from Jake Griffin family, the Brown family checking in. I would like to wish the best to Wes Marshall Trojan, especially Dell Heilman from Marcia Burgess and Dell is her nephew. Well, glad to have you listen along, Marcia. Bulldog Nation is listening in as we head up to the well. Go Southern Iowa from Coach Cochran. Coach, we're looking forward to bringing the exclusive wrestling coverage of your Tumwa Bulldogs. Good luck to all the area wrestlers from the maintenance guys at IG Inomoto, Brian Crawl and group. They're listening in. Let's go, Tucker. Get a big W. Keep it up, Rockin' Nation. Proud to be a Rocket.
Allison texted me. My wife says, way to go, Tucker. And happy Valentine's Day, dear.
Happy Valentine's to all of you on this loving Thursday. Good luck, Rocket Nation, from the 7th Hour Study Hall. Glad to have all of you around, and we're going to get to action. Austin Vogel Pekin is going to take the mat here just momentarily, and we'll bring you that contest just underway. And he's going to be on mat number 8 all the way across the huge floor here at Wells Fargo Arena. And he is in red and lightning bolt on the backside of Austin Vogel's uniform. He's taking on Kel Schmidt of Wilton, a junior, 28-14.
Single leg shot in there by Vogel. Vogel in deep. His opponent steps up, now gets to his feet, and a spin behind. And wow. Caleb Schmidt with a great counter gets the two-point takedown. Looked like Vogel was in there deep enough, Jason, to get that takedown, but he gives it up here. Now the escape, and that was a contested escape. But quickly, Schmidt back in on his own single leg. Whizzer applied there by Vogel. He is trailing 2-1. We're just underway here. First period action at 152 pounds, class 1A. Pekin's Austin Vogel. He's got the Whizzer in. He's going to try to leg it out of bounds, Jason, to he's out of position a little bit here. Now Schmidt trying to elevate, and they're if he can get out of bounds.
He does a great job. Oh, gets
a takedown. Does not get out of bounds. Does not get out of bounds. So it's 4-1 now. Schmidt did a real good job right after the escape there by Vogel. He never broke contact and got in there and was able to get that takedown at the edge of the mat.
This Pekin contest being brought to you by Copeland Auto Body. Glad to have you sponsoring this event, and check them out. Copeland Auto Body, sponsor of this Pekin contest. Austin Vogel trailing here 4-1, 106 to go, first period. And again, it looks like Schmidt trying to get the tilt in on Vogel. Does get the tilt back here as one count, a two count. Back points.
Vogel with that tilt there. He needs to take advantage of Schmidt being a little bit out of position. Couldn't quite do it. It's going to be two back points. Makes the score 6-1 with 45 seconds left in the first period at 152 pounds. Pekin's Austin Vogel trails by 5.
Go Rockets, listening in to KIC from Smith Fertilizer and Grain in Albia. Deb Newell joining us. Glad to have all of you along, but right now we're bringing you this exclusive Pekin coverage courtesy of Copeland Auto Body. Austin Vogel trailing now 6-1, 23 seconds to go, opening period. Vogel being ridden by his counterpart Caleb Schmidt of Wilton. Wilton, another big time name in wrestling. We're going to have an exclusive wrestling interview with the governor of the state of Iowa. Is going to join us up here in this broadcast booth. But later today at 3 o'clock, they're going to have that special news conference.
This is elite coverage of high school wrestling on 96.7 KIIC and live streaming on KIICradio.com. Last year, we brought you the interviews with the Brands brothers with the legendary Dan Gable. Matside Reports, the only interview with four-time state champion from Des Moines Roosevelt, was on KIIC. So you're listening to the elite coverage of the 2013 High School Wrestling Championships.
We want to welcome aboard all of our jock listeners that are joining in here simulcasting this exclusive coverage at 11 o'clock. They will join us as well. And I just drove into from Phoenix, and my clock is a little off. So I'm trying to recalculate my clock. But Austin
at
Vogel trails.
At 152 pounds, Austin Vogel trails 6-1. He took top on the second period. Actually, his opponent took bottom. Now he's got a cradle locked up.
Wow.
Austin Vogel with a cradle. He's going to get back points here, folks.
He might.
Great job by Austin Vogel. He is in tight enough. He could get a pin. He could get a pin. His opponent locked up. He rolled him up like a pretzel, but he couldn't get the pin. But that is three big back points. Makes the score 6-4. Austin Vogel scoring points from the top, and that's what it takes to advance here at Wells Fargo.
He's got that left arm. Now a good stand up there by Schmidt, but Vogel right back in this one, trailing just by 3 here with 103 to go, second period. Austin Vogel up Pekin, being brought to you by Copeland Auto Body.
And they're out of bounds, and looks like we're going to be 7-4 with the escape there. So Austin Vogel, he's trimmed the deficit to 3 points. Now he's in on single leg, a little bit wide on that, but he's got that single leg in there tight. Now he goes to the double. If he can get his head out, and he does. That's 2 points for Austin Vogel.
He could turn this into back points, Joe.
Well, his opponent, Schmidt's hanging on.
There it is, right there. He's got the back point in. He's going to have the combination.
Oh, he's got his chest to chest. There's 42 seconds left to go.
Austin Vogel's
chest to chest. If he can reverse that half, he's way out front, folks. He's going for the pin. He's got 3 back points. He leads now 9-7. Austin Vogel, very aggressive pinning down here.
Epic comeback here for Austin Vogel. And Blake, let's see here. We're going to move on to 160 here. Tyler Fobera, Tri-County Montezuma, you're going to be on deck.
He's on mat number 3.
And, but we've got a great match here with Austin Vogel. Fell behind 6-1 in the first period. Here in the second period, it has been all Austin Vogel. He's got his opponent in the cradle now. He's a little bit out of position, but he's going to get back points. So worst case scenario with 4 seconds to go, Austin Vogel is going to go to the third period with an 11-7 lead. And what a period for Austin Vogel. 10-second period points.
Unbelievable comeback right there. You know, Joe, it looked like the cards were on the other side of the table, and he took them off and gathered him his own. He's got that big lead here after two big cradle moves put in there by Austin Vogel.
He was very aggressive. He was a very aggressive wrestler on top. He got a little bit out of position and gave up that escape, but got right back in there and does now as they start the third period on their feet. And Vogel in there, he's got a single leg, and it looks like Schmidt's going to be able to get behind. And Schmidt does get behind, gets the 2 points for the takedown, and now in danger of giving up back points. And there's two back points on that tilt again. That's the same move that Schmidt used in the first period, and it's a tied match now, 11-11, unless Schmidt can get extra back points. He doesn't. Oh, now Schmidt a little bit out of position. Vogel going for it all. Not going to get it done with 124 to go. It's 11-11 at 152 wow. pounds class, 1A action. This has been a back-and-forth match, folks. Caleb Schmidt from Wilton against Austin Vogel from Pekin are in an 11-11 tie match with a stalemate, 113 to go.
Tyler Faubert is on the mat for Tri-County Montezuma. Jake Hogan, his opponent from Don Bosco. And right now there is no score. I'm at number three, and we'll keep you that one. But, of course, we want to get back to the action over here with Pekin's Ryan Vogel and the a dogfight over here on the blue mat, mat number eight.
Well, there's a 11-11 score. And, folks, we have brought you three matches that were tied going into less than a minute in the third period. They've gone one our way and one not our way as a Southern Iowa wrestling fan here on 96.7 KIIC. Austin Vogel in an 11-11 contest. He's in the down position. You got to like his chances here with 50 seconds to go to be able to bust out of here. With 45 seconds to go now, Austin Vogel marshaling his strength, going to try to get to his feet and bust out of there. There's a crossbody right
there. He's going to switch it out, Joe. He's going to switch that out.
That switch does not work very good with crossbody. But Vogel, oh, he's in danger of getting caught in a tilt there again. We could get a defensive pin, though.
He keeps rolling back.
Out of position, but he's got that leg in. Vogel needs to clear his leg. Vogel, clear your leg. Clear your leg, Austin. Clear your leg. There's 20 seconds to go. No score. 11-11. It was roly-poly. And with the cross leg right in there, we got to see some stall call there on Schmidt. He's just sitting there on the hips with the crossbody right in there.
Well, over on the other mat, Tyler Faubert, no score, second period. And Faubert is going to start in the top position as Hogan chooses the down position for Don Bosco.
Oh, and Austin Vogel, as time expires, was out, did not get the call. So we're going to go to sudden victory at 152 pounds, Class 1A. Austin Vogel from Pekin, competing for the Pekin Panthers. I'm sure his brother, Ryan Vogel, state qualifier here a couple years ago. There's a double leg in there by Vogel. Double leg by Vogel. If he can wrap it up here at the center of the mat. Great counter there by Mize and Vogel.
Still on the single,
though,
Joe.
Still on the single with 48 seconds to go. And there's a dump by Vogel. Stepped over. Now, Mize with a desperation here. Going to try for a stalemate with 40 seconds to go. A step over there by Austin Vogel. He's got the leg, folks. If he can, he's got the single leg on the left side. His head is to the outside. If he can switch that to a double, use his head as a lever and trip it over, he could get the takedown here. But now Mize with a great sprawl here, and it's Vogel hanging on trying to eliminate the points. Vogel's got to hang on with 20 seconds to go. It's sudden victory. Oh. He can't give up the points. We need a stalemate call here for Austin Vogel. He's hanging on for dear life, folks. He sprawled out, but he's still got the leg with 10 seconds to go. He needs to hang on here. He's hanging on for dear life with 8 seconds to go. Mize with a hard cross face, and we finally get the stalemate with 6 seconds to go. Wrestlers will resume.
Tyler Foberth of Tri-County Montezuma. There is a two-point lead here for Jake Hogan of Don Bosco. Over on mat number four is Caden Dahl of Linville Sully. We'll bring you that one as well. But Tyler Foberth.
And there's a two-point takedown. Sudden victory for Austin
Vogel
with 6 seconds to go. A last-second takedown by Austin Vogel for the Pekin Panthers. He advances his exasperated and exhausted opponent, Caleb Schmidt from Wilton, still laying on his back. Can't believe that it happened to him with only 6 seconds to go. It was a bulldog move by Austin Vogel. He just literally lunged and dove his opponent. He didn't want to go to any other extra overtime. and he gets the win, 13-11 for Austin Vogel.
Unbelievable. You know, he started, Vogel started trailing, and it looked like a dominating style by Schmidt. Vogel came back, had two really big cradles put in that got him the lead, and then Schmidt never quit. And right there to the very end, and in the final seconds in overtime, you heard it right there. He gets the win. Over on the other mat right now, Tyler Faubert of Tri-County Montezuma is trailing 2-0, 53 seconds to go, second period, or at weight class 160. Coming up here in just a second, Cole Striegel of Sigourney Kyoto, you're on deck at 170. But right now, Tyler Faubert, Tri-County Montezuma, trails 2-0. Jake Hogan came in 39-4. Faubert, 44 wins on the season, and you're doing something right when you get over 40 wins.
Caden Dahl from Linville Soli, he's at, on the mat at class 1A, 160 pounds. We'll bring you that south of the interstate matchup. Caden Dahl with an early takedown leads 2-0.
Wow, how about that Vogel match? That was incredible.
That was a fun match. We might have to get one of those Pekin coaches up here and talk about what it was like to be mat side for that sudden victory with 1 second remaining.
You need no Red Bull in this broadcast booth, man. I look at Andy Robinson. He's checking his pulse right now. We want to hear from you. Send us a text, 641-931-0963, 641-931-0963. Never say you can't. Never say die, EBF Wrestling, from Stacy Boyer. Glad to have you along, Stacy. Keep it winning, Rockets. Champions find a way from the best sixth grade class ever. Glad to have all Rocket fans listening in. Right now, it's Faubert that gets taken down. And right as the time expired there in the second period, and he'll trail now 4-0 going into the third and final period. Let's get to Caden Dahl's action over on the blue mat.
It's a 2-0 matchup there. Caden Dahl riding his opponent throughout the entirety of the first period. Got a text in from Travis Zappel listening in from Sigourney Tractor and Implement.
Yeah,
and they're
going to
have their very own Cole Striegel there from Sigourney Kyoto up next here at 170 pounds. So I want to thank the folks at Sigourney Tractor listening in. We get people listening from the office, from their homes, driving in their cars on 96.7 and live streaming on KIICradio.com.
Coach Johnson's in the house here for Rocket Nation. Tony Johnson up here saying hello to us, and we're going to get his comments on where things are at right now. We know that the Rocket fans are pretty darn excited, but Tyler Faubert, Tri-County Montezuma, taking on Jake Hogan of Don Bosco Gilbertville.
Faubert is down in that match by a 4-0 score, a spot he's not used to being in.
No, he was number one rated wrestler all year long. He's making a comeback here. Takes a big shot right at the edge of the mat, and that'll be a one-point penalty earned. Yeah. Was that a stalling call that was earned there?
One point.
Okay, I apologize. A little behind here.
Don't take anything away from that Don Bosco kid. He's ranked third in the state, folks.
Yeah,
that's number one versus number three
it's
here.
Don Bosco, that's all you have to say. There's a takedown right at the edge of the mat. No! It looked like his feet were in.
Oh.
Faubert trailing here, 4-1. Number one versus number three, Don Bosco. When you wear Don Bosco on your jersey, that's usually enough to get you a win. But Tyler Faubert from Tri-County Montezuma trying to get it done here, 135 to go, third period.
Hey, Caden Dahl doing a nice job stretching his opponent out for some back points here. He's got the leg in. He's got him stretched out in the guillotine. He's going to score back points and add to his 7-0 lead here at 160.
Go Blue Demons and Mohawks from Darren Fisher checking in. And right now, 4-1, Faubert, number one in class 1A at 160, taking on the third-rated Jake Hogan of Don Bosco. He trails 4-1. Here's a shuck and nothing there. They'll reset. Now, Faubert. Looking, trying to find his shot.
Well, give that Hogan kid from Don Bosco a lot of credit. He's got the three-point lead here. He's circling at the center of the mat. He knows where he's at in the match. He's got a three-point lead, and it just as well be a four-point lead because he can give up two scores and still be leading on this thing.
Well, Faubert trying to find a way back here, trailing 4-1. Here comes the action as Hogan pushes Faubert off the mat.
Hogan just doing enough to not get called for stalling. He's circling. Wouldn't be surprised to see him take a little bit of a inside shot here. He leads 4-1 over Tyler Faubert from Tri-County Montezuma. Faubert in there now with
a shuck.
And there's a single leg by Hogan.
Hogan
and
with
Faubert
single,
just got a little bit out of position there. A desperation shuck attempt there by Faubert.
Gets the 2 points.
And he gives up the takedown to Hogan. Hogan just got in there on a single leg when that shuck was a little bit too aggressive.
Okay, Cody Striegel is going to be coming up here for Sigourney Kyoto on mat number five and mat number three. Right now, though, It is mat number five is Striegel. Right now on mat number three, though, is Faubourg trying to come back here against the third-rated wrestler. He's number one. Faubourg gets to his feet, trying to get separation, does get the separation. 6-2. Now Faubourg with a real hold dug in here with 25 seconds to go.
Cole Striegel in trouble at 170 pounds. He gives up the takedown, and he gets rolled up on inside cradle by Nick Chaney from Emmitsburg, and Striegel is going down by a score of at least 5-0. He needs to fight his way off his back. There's a lot of time left here at 170 pounds, and Cole Striegel on his back in danger, getting pinned at 170 pounds. His opponent, Chaney, steps over, and we'll send it back to you while Cole Striegel struggles
Faubourg
off his back.
Is in real trouble here with 12 seconds to go. Trailing 6-2, 10 seconds to go. Faubourg doing everything he can to try to put a big move here. 6 seconds off the edge of the mat, and they'll reset it. 6-2, Faubourg trails Jake Hogan and Don Bosco. And Joe, I'll get back to yours after this final 6 seconds. Faubourg on a shot, a counter by Hogan. And now a takedown. And now the tilt put in, but time expires, and that will conclude it. Don Bosco's Jake Hogan gets the win over Tyler Faubourg of Tri-County Montezuma. And that is a tough matchup right out of the gate. 3-1. I don't like that. I'd really like to have these guys seated a little bit differently.
They don't seat them, folks. They go by where you were before the it's geographic. They don't seat it. It's all geographic. We've got Cole Striegel now. He trails 7-1. He was able to fight his way off of his back. He got taken down with a single leg, rolled up into a cradle. His opponent is Nick Chaney from Emmitsburg. Chaney got a little bit out of position, and he was able to roll out of it. Now Striegel's in a cradle again. So Striegel trailing 7-1. There's three back points that are going to be awarded. It'll be 10-1 with 22 seconds remaining in the first period. Cole Striegel from Sigourney, Kyoto, up against a very talented senior from Emmitsburg. It's Nick Chaney. So the sophomore first trip to the well. You know, maybe a little bit of nerves here.
Caden Dahl in his contest. See if we can get.
He got a big win, Caden Dahl. Yep, he was well in control of that match. It was 11-0 at one point in time.
We've got Coach Johnson up here, Coach. Real quick, as I get a text here, way to go, Rockets! From Chris and Kim Glosser checking in and tuning in from Daytona Beach, listening to the Rockets. Keep it up. Good job, boys from Dakota. But you guys have got to be really happy where you're at. I know you want to get everyone through to the championship round, but a real good start here for Rocket Nation.
Yeah, we jumped out really well there until my voice is about gone from yesterday and this morning yet. But we jumped out. We got on 20. We got bonus points at 20 with Jaron Glosser. Then we came out and we lost a tough match against the number one kid, but kind of was in control of the match there for a little bit on the number one kid in the state, which gave us some confidence on a wrestle back, hopefully. And then we jumped out and got some bonus pins. Tough fought match at 32. I'm sure you guys announcing. And then, you know, they're all tough matches, obviously. And then at 38, we got some bonus points again with Crosby. So.
Well, we're going to get back to Striegel real quick and get an update on that contest. We changed headsets. Coach Johnson, thanks for stopping by. And
well, it was a one-sided match there at 170 pounds. Cole Striegel called a fall for Nick Chaney from Emmitsburg. Looks like 3 minutes and 48 seconds into that match. Chaney gets the second period pin over Cole Striegel from Sigourney, Kyoto, but Striegel will wrestle again here in about an hour. And
Joe, look who we got up here.
Hey, it's
Al
the coach
Chapman
for the
from Pekin
Panthers.
Yeah. How about that big win for Vogel? And that, you know, things really looked like they were going against him there in the early going. Found a way to get those two cradles in that second period and to find the guts and the courage to hang on, you know, and overtime. Big win for him and for the Pekin Wrestling Program.
Austin has showed a lot of heart all season long. I mean, we've been in predicaments. One time we was in one match, we was on our back for a minute 40 and came back and tech-falled a kid. So without pinning him, he's in every match that he's in. We went in and knew we couldn't give him our wrist. We gave up one of our wrists and got put in that tilt. And that's where we fell behind right away. But, you know, they keep battling back.
That Schmidt was a talented kid there, and he worked that tilt to his advantage twice. But with 6 seconds to go in the sudden victory period, were you able to say anything to Austin, or he just know that senior intuition told him bulldog that guy
you know,
down?
We head tapped him, and the kid didn't even move his feet. They just stayed flat. So, his older brother Ryan was coaching with me down there in the corner. We're both yelling at the same time as, get him, and... And, you know, I think we about blew our vocal cords out on that. But, you know, when he took him down, and, you know, I hope the young man came out okay. I know they was putting some attention on him I hope he's okay and able to wrestle here this next on the backside.
We're talking with Al Chapman, the coach of the Pekin Panthers, and this interview being brought to you by Copeland Auto Body. Coach, now what do you say to Austin? I getting those nerves out the first round is always a big thing, but to get those nerves out and to win in overtime, that's just a little bit extra confidence going into the next round.
It's confidence, and also he didn't wrestle the way he thought he could and should have. So we're looking at this as that's our bad match of the tournament. We're throwing that behind us. We got that out of the way. You know, we're going to strap it on, get some Gatorade and water and some food in him, and get ready to get after it again tomorrow morning.
Well, you've coached some of my my cousins in the past, the Krause family.
Oh, yes.
And I know they're listening back in Pekin land, and we want to thank you for the great job you guys are doing with the wrestling program, and wish you the very best. And
what's your favorite radio station, Coach Chapman?
Well, it's none other than 96.7 KIIC. I mean.
All right.
Oh, that coaching interview brought to you by Copeland Auto Body. Coach Chapman in the house. All and right. Coach, we'll have you back up here after another big Austin Vogel win. How's that sound?
I'll put it in my agenda right now.
All right. How about that? Joe Millage doing a great job of getting the interview lined up. Jay Mill out roaming the halls of Wells Fargo Arena. But right now, we're going back to the mats. Joe Sinclair, we're going to be moving to Dylan Pigsley here at 182 as he'll take on Tyler Michael of North Lynn, Troy Mills.
We have had great wrestling action, folks, for you on 96.7 KIIC and live KIICradio.com. We got the Cardinal Comets. They're wrestling over here on mat number 3. It is a 182-pounder, and that would be... Get this...
Dustin Miller.
Dustin Miller. Here we go. Dustin Miller.
Miller, a senior. He had 14-4. You know, I wonder... I don't know the storyline, but he must have been injured most of the season, obviously. Ryan Leonard, his opponent from Midland, Wyoming. That sounds like a long, long ways away.
Leonard has got a great record. He's a senior with a 44-3 mark. He's fifth ranked in the state, but folks, rankings mean nothing here. No. And there's Leonard in there on a double leg near the edge of the mat, and we're going to go out of bounds with no score. And that was a great job there by Dustin Miller from Cardinal Community. Great job by fighting off that takedown.
Dylan Pigsley on deck, Rocket Nation. We want to hear from all of you. Pekin Panther fans, Savage Cobra fans, Blue Demon fans, Mohawk fans, Rocket fans, send us a text 641-931-0963. And here in a few seconds, the jock will have us, will join the jock, simulcasting through all the metro area.
All right.
Fight till the end. Good luck, Coach Little and the Rockets from Steph Christner.
Want to thank Ajinomoto Heartland for sponsoring this Cardinal Comet match. They produce animal nutrition for North America. That's Ajinomoto Heartland. Cardinal Comet on the mat at 182 pounds is Dustin Miller. We got another class 182 pound contest going to be coming up. It'll be Dylan Pigsley from Eddyville, Blakesburg one. Versus Taylor Michael from North Lynn, Troy Mills up there in, I believe that's Cedar County. So
well, Dylan, when he was a sophomore, would text me. He was at home, was not participating up here, and he'd text me, "I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there." Well, Dylan, here's your chance to be there, buddy, and you're going to take the mat at 182. The junior, 38-3, and he is, boy, he is built like a stinking bull. He is as solid as they get, you know, and he's graceful. At 182, you know, he's a big, strong kid, Joe Sinclair, but he's really graceful, fluid on the mat.
At 182 pounds, Miller from Cardinal Community gets taken down with about 30 seconds to go in his first period, and he's going to give up 3 back points with just a little ball and chain move there by Leonard from Midland. So we'll go to the second period, 5-0, that score on that one. And it'll be Miller from Cardinal Community covering Leonard as we start the second period.
Eddyville Lumber is going to bring you this Pigsley contest. They have everything from all your building projects and more. Check them out. Eddyville Lumber and Cinef Auction Services. Cinef Auction Service, we can do your auction at your location or ours. And underway here, Pigsley, 182, 38-3, taking on Tyler Michael of North Lynn, Troy Mills. A senior, 36-5 is Michael. There's the underhook now by Michael, right towards the edge of the mat, just underway. 14 seconds gone by. Rocket Nation, we want to hear from you. 641-931-0963, and the texts keep coming in.
Across the way, Dustin Miller from Cardinal Community gets reversed by his opponent, Ryan Leonard from Midland, Wyoming, and he's working that tilt to his advantage right now. He'll be scoring some more back points. Currently 7-0. We're going to count three more back points. It'll make it 10-0. Dustin Miller trailing for Cardinal Community. Back to Eddyville Blakesburg.
Well, Pigsley gives a shot. No score here. Just underway. A little shot there by Michael. Fought off by Pigsley. They're right at the edge of the mat. 1:13 to go. Opening period. We're at 1:82. Good luck to the Rockets from Griffin Osing. Albion's 152 wrestler. He'll be on the mat here later tonight. Go Jaron and the Rockets from Brad and April Glasser. Right now, Dylan Pigsley at 182. 1 minute gone by, opening period, no score. Both wrestlers trying to find the angle, pummeling near the edge of the mat, and they'll tie it up and they'll send it back to the center of the mat.
Class 1, 182 pounds. It's Dustin Miller from Cardinal Community against Ryan Leonard from Midland, Wyoming. And it's been all Ryan Leonard thus far. He scores back points here. He's already ahead 10-0. And he'll get three more back points here in the second period with 25 seconds to go. It is Miller trailing by a score of 13-0.
Here at 182, Pigsley drops down, lowers the elevation, takes a shot on a single leg, but a counter there by Michael. And no score here, 26 seconds to go in the opening period. Again, here's a shot by Pigsley. Back to their feet, 20 seconds and counting opening period. Pigsley and Michael, no score. Get some separation now, and Joe, we'll get...
We have a tech fall situation. Ran out of time before we could count any more back points, so it is 13-0 going to the third period. Dustin Miller from Cardinal Community trailing.
Oh, there's a dump by Pigsley. Gets around to the backside, and with no time left, Dylan Pigsley does get the two-point takedown, and the escape, that'll be a 2-1.
That was fast
scoring
action. That
was huge. Keep it up, Rockets, from Archer family. Let's go, Dylan. Keep the Rockets winning. And that coming in, so go ahead and send some more texts. Chance Worcester, you're going to be on deck. But good luck to Chance Worcester and all the Rockets. Proud of all of you. The texts keep coming in. Right now, Dylan Pigsley out in front. He'll start in the top position beginning in the second period. Here's a sit-out switch attempt there by Michaels. Now Michaels comes out, and we'll get the escape, but a little of a Granby roll right there.
Tech fall there for Ryan Leonard from Midland, Wyoming. Dustin Miller from Cardinal Community. You'll wrestle here in about an hour as the Constellation side progresses on the second half of this Class 1A first session.
Got a stalemate over here at 182. They'll go back to the center of the mat. Dylan Pigsley at 182 from the Rockets. 2-1 the score. They never did give him the escape points. They never gave him the escape points. So it is still 2-1. Now the stand-up countered by Pigsley. Trying to break him down to the mat once again. Pigsley gets the leg in.
Pigsley likes to ride with that leg, yep. Getting broken down with the leg, and then
trying to bring that over. Now he's got the
he's a little bit out of position
high,
here. He needs
high.
To keep that leg in there. Dylan Pigsley, a little
he's
bit high right
strong,
now.
Though. He's trying to get that shoulder back and get those back points right here. Got that left shoulder back. Trying to get it turned over. Can he get some back points? There it is. About potentially dangerous. Called right there at 1:17 seconds to go. A minute 17 second period. Dylan Pigsley at 182 with the lead. 2-1. Getting a little bit of coaching from the official on the potentially dangerous. Dylan passed the official on the back. They exchange a goodwill gesture pat to each other. 1:17 to go. Dylan Pigsley at 182 for Rocket Nation. This contest being brought to you by Eddyville Lumber and Cinef Auction Services. Here's a stand-up attempt and a sit-out switch, but counter right there by Pigsley. 1:11 to go, second period. Pigsley starting the second period in the top position. He's ridden his opponent, Michael, for nearly a minute here.
He gets the leg in again, this time on the right side, Jason, and that's the side that he likes to work that power half in. He gets his opponent stretched out. So Michael's stretched out now.
Just as long as he doesn't get too high here. Last time he found himself in that getting too high, but he's holding on tight. Dylan's so strong.
He leads this match 2-1, folks.
Yes, 44
and
we've got
a stalemate.
And they're stalemate.
You say power half, you mean power half.
Yeah, when you say power half, Andy Robinson standing behind us here, you are right. It is a power half when Dylan Pigsley gets a hold of you.
Big, strong fella in there. Probably Ben Spess is about 300 pounds, folks. One of the more stout guys you'll see up here at the 2013.
They don't have bars big enough to hold him.
Yeah.
Keep it rolling, Rocket family. The Archer family checking in. And here is
great job there by Michael.
What a quick move.
Yeah, he got him, and he's got Dylan Pigsley on his back. Pigsley
Taylor
got
Michael.
A little bit out of position, and Michael just dumps him, and we are we got a blood timeout, looks like.
But that was a quick switch there by Taylor Michael or Northland Troy Mills.
5-point move.
Yes.
6-2 lead now for Michael. He was down
2-1.
Did not
see that coming.
Turns around that quick.
That is absolutely right. Andy Robson said it right. It turns around that quick.
Well, you got a couple of ranked wrestlers up here, and it is all great wrestlers up here, folks. Nobody makes it to the well without having a great level of skill, talent, and hard work. And we are here at the 2013 edition of the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships on 96.7 KIIC and live streaming on KIICradio.com. Make sure you tell your friends, the folks in the schools, hey, we're going to bring you all the Southern Iowa wrestling action. We're Class 1A right now. We are at a 182-pound match. Dylan Pigsley trailing 6-2. We've got a blood timeout going on. Wow. They're working on his opponent, Taylor Michael.
Wow, they're working on him. Joe, we got them listening from all over Southern Iowa. You just said good luck to all the Southern Iowa wrestlers from the Sheraton Valley Crew, DOT. Hey, we got them everywhere. We've got them from Delta. I know you're listening in. Pekin of Packwood, you're listening in. Sigourney, you're listening in.
It's 1A right now.
Right.
We've got 3A coming up here in the middle of the day. And tonight, the 7 o'clock session, we'll be here till 10:30 tonight, bringing you live broadcast, folks. Class 2A, we'll wrap it up for the day today.
Well, right. Well, we're going to be here all the way through, Joe. And right now, Dylan Pigsley, 9 seconds to go in the second period, was out in front 2-0, got reversed, and then the back points are in here by Michael with 2 seconds to go, and that will end the second period. Now the strategy here for Pigsley.
He takes neutral. He takes neutral. You know, he kind of got bulldogged on that move where Michael from Troy Mills got the big throw move.
Ty Snyder of Southeast Warren is going to be on mat number one, taking on Nathan Atchison of West Hancock Britt. And we want to keep it right here to Dylan Pigsley at 182.
Well, it's too early for desperation for Dylan Pigsley. He's got a minute, 40 seconds to go. He trails by 4. That's one big move. And, oh, there's an ankle pick in there by Michael. And Pigsley, he needs to make sure that he keeps his legs back. We're at a minute and 30 left to go. Stalemate. And we're going to be back on our feet. 6-2 the score. Dylan Pigsley trails here at Class 1A, 182 pounds.
At 195, Ty Snyder, Southeast Warren, he gets taken down, and he trails now 2-0, just underway in that contest. He's taking on Nathan Atchison of West Hancock Britt.
Oh, Pigsley going to give up the takedown here. He's going down 8-2. Got a little bit out of position there, trying to lock up an underhook for a throw, and a nice job by Michael dropping down to the hips, getting on the legs, and driving forward for that two-point takedown. So Dylan Pigsley on the bottom now with a minute to go needs to get out and hit a great big move. If he gets out, it'll be 3-8. That's a five-point deficit.
So
and
strong
that
he
is,
can turn that around.
That is a throw and a back points there.
He's got to get up off the mat right now, though. He's being ridden hard here by his opponent, Michael. 50 seconds to go. Snyder on the inner mat gets the escape. After giving up the back points, though, he trails now 5-1. Snyder of Southeast Warren. 40 seconds to go for Pigsley over here.
Yeah, Pigsley needs to make something happen here. There's only 33 seconds to go. He trails 8-2. He needs to just keep the motion, keep the motion. One move, then another move. He's got to keep moves going all the time. We're going to probably see a stall warning here on Michael. Nope, Michael now trying to drive a half Nelson. So Michael doing exactly what he needs to with 13 seconds to go. He's got a six-point lead over Dylan Pigsley. So Dylan Pigsley is going to have a chance to wrestle on the consolation side here in about an hour as Michael is going to win this one by the score of 8-2. There it is. So Dylan Pigsley be wrestling here in about an hour in the consolation side at 182 pounds, Class 1A.
We're going to keep it over here. Ty Snyder of Southeast Warren trailing now 5-1 going to the second period. And looking ahead, Chance Wurstra, Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont, the junior 37-10. He'll be on deck. And Dylan Conley and Moravia, we're going to have those two going simultaneously. So, Joe, we'll have to really lock it on there, buddy. But Ty Snyder right now trailing 5-1. Ty Snyder, Southeast Warren, 33-8, the sophomore, taking on his senior, Nathan Atchison. Snyder in the down position to begin the second period. He's trying to work his way, keeps moving his way out.
He's got to hold that leg on the inside.
Gets
the stand up. He's still keeping the leg. He's going to get at least one.
There's the one. Bear hug put in. He's put the trying to trip here. He's got the bear hug, but a throw right to his back, and that was a big time throw there.
That's
by
a headlock now, and Snyder's in trouble.
Yes.
Yeah, that's trouble with 125 to go. That's
that
in there
is,
tight.
As tight as a.
Atchison from West Hancock Britt, he's going to score by a fall, counted in 2 minutes and 40 seconds. At 195 pounds, Ty Schneider from Southeast Warren will compete again in an hour on the consolation side.
So. We're going to take a quick timeout, come back here. We're going to move right along to 220. And on deck is none other than Chance Worsta, Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont, and Dylan Conley of Moravia when we come back to the big guys, to 220 and 285. When we come back, you're listening to exclusive wrestling coverage high above the mats, high fidelity on your sports leader, KISC. Don't go anywhere.
Sennett Pirschbacher Funeral Home can help you with the pre-planning and financial areas of your funeral. Call me at 641-932-5197 and let me or my staff help you with your plans today. I'm Bob Sennett, Sennett Pirschbacher Funeral Homes.
Leffler Dirks is there for all your bulldozing, excavating, and tiling needs. Call Chad at 641-226-2231. Leffler Dirks has the latest technology with GPS-guided dozers to provide precise guidance in all your projects. Call Chad at 641-226-2231 for all your earth-moving projects, including ponds and terraces. That's Leffler Dirks at 641-226-2231.
B&W Plumbing and Heating of Albia is your local Rheem dealer. Call Rick at 932-5632 when it's time to update your heating and or cooling systems or for your repairs.
This is live wrestling action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
We return back to Wells Fargo Arena, high above the mats, high fidelity. Joe Sinclair and Jason Summers, Andy Robinson joining us in the broadcast booth. And Jay Mill out and about gathering up the coaches. We heard from Al Chapman. That was great to hear from Coach Chapman.
The coaches up here when things good happen. And, you know, that's the lone wrestler for the Pink and Panthers up here. So Coach Chapman's job just got a little bit easier today when Austin Vogel completed his work for the day.
It looked pretty tough there in that opening period, though, Joe. He was trailing. He got down 5-0. You know, boy, when you get in this tournament, you're down 5-0. You got to wonder, as a coach, the mindset of your wrestler, whether they have the capacity, and, you know, with all the lights and all the focus on that mat. But outstanding coaching and outstanding wrestling by Austin Vogel.
Well, folks, it is live high school wrestling, the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships on 96.7 KIIC from the Wells Fargo Arena. This is Joe Sinclair. We've got a great match coming up for you here. It'll be Chance Worsa from Eddieville Blakesburg going up against a very talented senior from Southwest Iowa. That'll be Mark Hall. So Mark Hall down there, yeah. Shenandoah, going to try to extend his record to 43-3. Chance Worsa, no problem there. He's used to tough matches.
Well, we got Dylan Conley. We're going to bring this simultaneously. Dylan Conley, 37-8, Joe. You know, just having an outstanding season. Really great kid. Dedicated to himself to get to Wells Fargo Arena. You've seen that early on. And
he's the big 285-pounder from Moravia, Iowa, Dylan Conley.
He's going to take on Cole Jensen, Maple Valley, here in just a second. But we want to get to all the action. Worsta coming out, you can see him wearing that black and gold singlet.
We're going to have both these matches going at the same time, folks. So, Jason, which match would you like to cover?
Rock, paper, scissors. Oops, I got my glasses on. So the Rock always wins.
All right.
You got, how about you take Worsta? I'll take Conley. And Conley's wrestling match is going to be brought to you by Quality Ag. Quality says it all. Quality products and quality service from Quality Ag, located on Old 34 west of Albia, for all your agricultural needs. Give them a call, Quality Ag.
And we're going to bring that Eddieville-Blakesburg Rocket match to you by Sennett Pirschbacher Funeral Home, locally owned and operated. That's Sennett Pirschbacher Funeral Home. And they are proud sponsors of Blue Demon and Eddieville-Blakesburg Rockets Wrestling.
Well, if you want to keep track of the results, you can go to Facebook. And I know my wife is putting all the results on the Facebook page as well, and I think Scotty Fry will help keep that up and going.
Oh, yeah, we got the app on KICRadio.com.
Absolutely, the best app around. When you come in, you can go to the new Thunderbolt app. It is new, it is for you, and it is special. And Joe, I don't think there's a better product on the market if you want to get all your coverage. And we also have Twitter at follow KIC, follow at KIC.
All right, Dill, we've got Chance Worsta and Mark Hall. They are on their feet in the first period. We're just underway, Class 1A, 220 pounds. just underway here. Chance Wursta on his feet. Mark Hall is his opponent. It's Wursta from Eddyville Blakesburg, Hall from Shenandoah. They're circling at the center of the mat. Circling at the center of the mat. It is Chance Wursta on his feet. Tries an underhook. And these big boys, sometimes the scoring comes in bursts and flurries. But one thing's for sure, if one of these 285-pounders gets the other one on their back, we're probably going to see a pin. These guys are very strong, very muscular, and they're being very cagey to make sure they don't get out of position and get thrown on their back. So Wursta, he had a big day yesterday for the Eddyville Blakesburg Rockets. Helping them, if you didn't hear, folks, it was live broadcast right here. Joe Millage brought you the live action in the duels competition where Eddyville Blakesburg was the runner-up. Al Burnett, the only team that couldn't get past Eddyville, that Eddyville Blakesburg couldn't get past. We're still first period, 285 pounds. Nice shot there by Wursta, countered by Hall. Hall gets out of it by a neat little spin move, and we're counting down through 30 seconds remaining, 220 pounds, Class 1A.
Well, Moravia Mohawk fans, Dylan Conley is taking the mat. He's going to be right across from me, mat number five. Dylan has heart and guts from Zaylee and Layla texting in. But right now, let's get back to your match, Joe.
Well, Wursta's in there on a single leg, and he's far enough back on the hips. If he can clear his head, he's going to get a two-point takedown. And with 3 seconds to go, no score. He couldn't quite get the point. So it's a 0-0 going to the second period. Not an all uncommon event here at 285 pounds. A lot of these 285-pound matches are 1-0, 1-1. You see a lot of overtime at the 285-pound weight class, folks.
Well, here we're at Dylan Conley, just underway here, taking on Cole Jensen, Maple Valley. And Conley gets behind and trying to get the takedown here, trying to beam right to the edge of the mat, steps off the edge of the mat, both wrestlers. Conley got behind Cole Jensen, but cannot get him elevated.
And you're bringing us to 285-pound mats.
Yes.
I've got Chance Wursta at 220, folks.
Well, there's only about 6 inches separating the two of them.
He starts the second period, covering his opponent, Mark Hall from Southwest Iowa. Hall gets the escape to start the scoring here at 220 pounds, Class 1A. It's Chance Wursta from Eddyville Blakesburg trailing now 1-0.
Just underway here, Dylan Conley, Moravia, 37-8, taking on Cole Jensen, Maple Valley, no score. Here's the shuck attempt. Now, looks like Conley gets behind him. Can he get this into a takedown right at the edge of the mat? No.
We've got a repeat of what happened in the first period at 220 pounds with both wrestlers being very cagey. It's Wursta from Eddyville Blakesburg trailing on the one-point escape here in the second period against Mark Hall from Southwest Iowa. But there is Hall in on a single leg, and a nice job by Wursta sprawling out of bounds. And we are going to reset it on our feet at 220 pounds, 106 remaining, second period, 1-0 the score, worse to trailing.
1 minute to go in the opening period, and again, the headset being lost by Jensen. They'll reset that. 59 seconds to go. It is Dylan Conley with no score with 1 minute to go in the first period. Let's get right back to your action while they reset the headsets there on Jensen.
Well, Mark Hall took a real good shot there, and Wursta did a nice job countering out of bounds, and now Wursta trying to get hand control with 40 seconds to go to take his own shot. Wursta with the hand control now. It looks like he's going to give up the hands and try to pummel a little bit. So we got a little pummeling going on. It's Wursta trying to get inside position. Now we've got a stalemate called on pummeling. And basically that was the official saying, hey, boys, that pummeling, I can't call either one of you for stalling right here, but I want some action. So we reset it with 25 seconds to go.
30 seconds to go here. Dylan Conley, no score, first period. Both wrestlers have been pummeling at the center of the mat. Now Conley gets the underhook, gets behind him. With 20 seconds to go, tries to trip him, bring him to the mat. Right at the edge of the mat, trip attempt. Off the edge of the mat, can he take? No! Off the edge of the mat, Dylan Conley right at the edge of the mat. Could not get the takedown.
And a great job by Chance Wursta countering a double leg shot with a whizzer. And the aggressive job there by Mark Hall almost paid off. But Wursta with a great whizzer to shove him out of bounds.
Oh, here's a throw point. Attempt by Jensen, and he's got Conley down for the takedown. He leads here 2-0 with 5 seconds in the opening period. Tucker Fowler, Sierra Dakota, you're just getting underway, taking on Layden Paulson. No score. We're going to keep this fast and furious, Joe. Let's go back to the Rockets just underway in the third period.
Yeah, it's a 1-0 score. Chance Wursta trailing Mark Hall from Southwest Iowa by the 1-0 margin. And we're going to put a headset on a guy, and we're going to just throw him right into the fire, and he'll call that match number 1109 on Matt 2 there. Coach Kevin Cochran, Matt 2.
Dylan,
that is Sigourney Kyoto's Tucker Fowler.
Let's get back to Dylan Connolly real quick here. Second period just underway. Connolly trailing 2-0 after a takedown by Jensen in the final seconds of that opening period. They find themselves centering. Here's a shot, a single leg. Connolly in there on a shot, a single leg, deep single leg, trying to elevate again towards the edge of the mat. Gets the leg up off the mat. Right at the edge of the mat, gets a takedown. Will they get the 2 points? Covers the legs and...
Two. They gave it to
him. They gave him the two-point takedown. Dylan Connolly has tied it up. 1:30 period. Let's get
Speaking of tying it up, there's Chance Worsa with an escape with 30 seconds gone in the third period. He tied his 220-pound match with Mark Hall. The wrestlers are on their feet now. Both of them have scored a one-point escape at 220 pounds. It's all tied up with a minute 20 to go at 220. Eddieville Blakesburg won. Mark Hall, Southwest Iowa, 1.
Dylan Connolly gives up the escape here to Cole Jensen, but Connolly trails now 3-2, 1:18 to go, third period. Let's get to Tucker Fowler update.
Tucker Fowler's down 2-0, first period, 32 seconds left. Just got an escape to bring it to a 2-1, 29 seconds left in the first.
And a sweet little duck under move there by Mark Hall from Southwest Iowa. He takes Chance Worsted down with 55 seconds remaining in the third period at 220 pounds. It's going to have to be a comeback win for Chance Worsted. He needs to get off of his stomach, get his base, bust out of there, and try to score a takedown to go ahead in his 220-pound match.
Where it's still in second period for Dylan Connolly. He trails 3-2, 45 seconds to go in the second period. We're at the center of the mat, now an underhook there by Connolly. But, Joe, we're down to the final 30 seconds on your match. We're going to try to keep it exclusive. But Connolly in on a single leg. Now trying to get the takedown. Dylan Connolly gets the takedown, gets a lead here, 4-3, 30 seconds to go, second period. Let's go real back to Chance Worsted real quick.
Well, they went out of bounds with the score 3-1, Worsted trailing, and I was able to sneak a peek over there. And that is a nice job there by Dylan Connolly, the big man working the single leg. We're still at 3-1. It's Chance Worsted getting set at the center of the mat. We'll leave it here in the final 22 seconds of this 220-pound first-round match with Chance Worsted from Eddieville Blakesburg trailing 3-1. He gets the stand-up, gets the escape. There's 18 seconds to go. He now trails 3-2. He's up against Mark Hall from Southwest Iowa. He's in on a single leg. Can't quite get it there. Nice wizard counter by Mark Hall. 10 seconds to go. They're off the mat. Okay, folks, we saw some last-second miracle fun action when Austin Vogel took down his opponent in sudden victory. It's going to be sudden victory for Chance Worsted.
He's got the ankle pick.
Oh, and with 6 seconds to go, a nice job by Hall.
He's coming out the backside.
And they're out of bounds with 1 second to go. And just give Mark Hall the credit. He ran as hard as he could, swam off the mat, and was able to avoid that takedown. 1 second to go, and we are going to see Chance Worsted again here in about an hour on the consolation side.
Yeah, a tough match there for Chance Worsted. Valiant effort there. Right now, back to Dylan Connolly going to the third period. Connolly out in front, 5-3. We'll go to Tucker Fowler here in just a second. But right now, it is Dylan Connolly out in front, 5-3. And let's get a Tucker Fowler update.
Tucker Fowler just got pinned in the second period. He was down 6-1, got turned to his back, got pinned with a minute 6 left in the second period. So hopefully he can find a way to come back and win that second match.
Go, Dylan, from Brad. Go, Mohawks. Fifth and sixth graders are listening and cheering for Dylan. Well, right now, Mohawk fans, Dylan Connolly out in front. Final 140 of this contest here at 285.
And, folks, just that quick here on 96.7 KIIC and live streaming on KIICradio.com at the 2013 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. We go from bringing you three matches at once
down
that we can bring
one.
You all the focus on one match. We're in class 1A, 285 pounds. It is Moravia's Dylan Connolly with a 5-3 lead. There are 89 ticks of the clock left in this match and counting down. Dylan Connolly on his feet against Cole Jensen from Maple Valley Anton. And what a great job here by Dylan Connolly, to get this 5-3 lead.
Connolly gave up the takedown to begin with. Now here's a shot in there by his opponent. Connolly trying to sprawl out and turn this into his own points off the edge of the mat. They've done a lot of wrestling right off the edge of the mat. And this time it looks like Jensen, a little slow to get up, had some problems with his headset.
Headgear.
We have our headsets.
We've had some problems
with the headset today, but Jensen's struggling with the headgear right now. Connolly out in front, 5-3. A minute 5 to go here for the Mohawks. Mohawk Nation, stand up.
He's a talented senior.
Yes, he is.
He knows where he's at in the match. He's got the 2-point lead. He has not been called for stalling, so he's got a stall call to give. He just needs to circle.
Pushing forward. Now here's a shot, but Connolly counters. He gets the takedown. Dylan Connolly out in front, 7-3. Here we go, Mohawk fans. The final 45 seconds. Dylan Connolly trying to punch his ticket to the next round.
He's just faster, folks. He's just faster than Cole Jensen. Jensen with a pretty good shot of his own, but a nice little duck under and a shuck by there for Dylan Connolly. And he advances his lead to 7-3 now with
final
that two-point takedown. This is going to be the final match
all
of the first round that we bring
and
you
sixth
here.
Sixth graders listening back in Moravia. Here is Dylan Conley trying to get the win for you and all of Mohawk Nation. Send us a text, 641-931-0963. Miss Jay's listening in, and she's wishing her man all the luck in the world and says, go, Dylan.
All right.
Come on, Dylan, here we go.
Well, they're going to reset it after going out of bounds with 22 seconds to go, folks. We'll reset it for you.
20 seconds of counting.
Conley leads 7-3 at 285 pounds. He's a Moravia Mohawk, and he's trying to advance to the second round.
Got the arm back now. Dylan riding out the final 10 seconds. Can he get the win? He's out in front 7-3. 7 seconds of counting. Mohawk Nation, count it down with me. 4, 3, 2, 1. Dylan Conley, you just punched your ticket to the championship round. Dylan Conley will move on with a big win for Mohawk Nation. And I see Coach Whitlow pointing up to the Mohawk fans that have made their way up here to Wells Fargo Arena. Gives them a point, give them the thumbs up. And how about that to finish all of our action here in the opening round?
Well, the opening round, there's no break. We've got 106-pounders out on the mat right now, so we will keep it right here, folks. But we got Coach Kevin Cochran in the house. A couple hours here before your wrestlers. You got a 285-pounder and a 45-pounder going at it today?
138. 285, yep.
And Carson Van Velser, he's kind of been the standout for you this year, Coach Cochran, there at the Tumwa Bulldog Wrestling Program. Who's he got in the first round, and what do you see that you like from Carson here in the first round?
Well, he's got Jason Wallace from Council Bluffs, Thomas Jefferson, and, you know, I think he's the number 9 ranked. We're number 7 ranked, which, you know, I'm an advocate. Throw those rankings out. Throw the records out. Let's have 6 minutes of hard wrestling. But what I like out of Carson this year so far is his desire to wrestle hard for 6 minutes and his constant motion that he does out on the mat, which can fluster a really good wrestler. So I have the confidence in him that if he wrestles well, he's got the capabilities to bring home a state title for Ottumwa.
Well, I know you were competing at your own district meet last week, and you weren't able to see the results of the Albia meet until it was over. You say throw the rankings out. You know, we've got a couple of talented Albia wrestlers, Brett Leshin and Griffin Osing. They got their first losses at the district meet last week. With your experience, do you think a good wrestler like those guys are going to come out on fire and try to avenge that loss? That's kind of what I'm thinking out of those two guys.
I mean, they should. I mean, if you're going to pick one match to lose, it's not the one at districts, because now all of a sudden you come to the state tournament and you're going to see a guy that won his district on the other side. So you're going to have a tougher match to start with. So hopefully that will pump those two up and get them ready to go and lead them away on the championship side of that bracket.
Very good. Well, we've got a Southeast Warren match here on mat number 5. That would be about number 1118, and I believe that is
Jonathan Hardy going at it.
Jonathan Hardy from Southeast Warren. And I'll try to get a by knock on his opponent.
Colfax Mingle is on mat number 8. We'll get that for you in just a second.
Well, Jonathan Hardy from Southeast Warren. He is, looks like he's going to be trailing. No, he's ahead in this one, 4-1. 4-1. It's in the first period. And I believe that is right. Nope, I'm wrong about that. It's Hardy trailing. So Hardy from Southeast Warren trails 4-1 in the first period at 113 pounds. This is an elimination match, folks. So Jonathan Hardy wrestling on the consolation side. He's trying to improve on a 34-12 record after that loss to Isaiah Brandt from Sumner Fredrickson in the first round at Class 1A, 113 pounds.
See here.
I need to give a quick shout out to those Moravia Mohawks, because I got a little bit of blood in there with Briar Cochran.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about Briar.
Win. Dylan Connolly's my uncle's boy, so that's my uncle Tudor. That's his boy. So he's my first cousin, and Jamie's dad and me are first cousins. So it's nice to see both those guys come in here and get big wins for the Mohawks.
Here's some shout-outs. Go Moravia. Good job, Dylan Breyer, from Miss Johnson and Miss Witt's reading class. Glad to have everyone at Moravia checking in. Way to go, Dylan. So proud of our boys from your fans at Moravia High School Kitchen.
And Jonathan Hardy in his elimination match ends the scoring of the first period with a nifty little stand-up escape. So he only trails by 2 going to the second period. He will take the down position, and he will be covered by his tri-center Neola opponent, Christian Pauly. So Pauly versus Hardy it's Tri-Center Neola versus Southeast Warren. And Coach Cochran, that Moravia wrestling program, they may not have great numbers, but, boy, they've got great quality. A couple of guys coming up here to the Wells Fargo Arena for the Mohawks. They're going to wrestle tomorrow.
Both of them. And the nice thing about it is, you know, you got Briar Cochran in here, who's only a freshman. I know they've had a very good junior high program. So the only thing that I can expect out of Moravia in years to come is nothing but greatness.
Well, they're getting it done today. We are Joe Sinclair, Jason Summers, joined by Coach Kevin Cochran of the Ottumwa Bulldogs. He's been a longtime broadcaster for us on 96.7 KIIC and KIICradio.com. As we're watching a 113-pound match, it's Jonathan Hardy in an elimination match on the consolation side of Class 1A 113. He trails 4-2 in the second period. There's 1 minute remaining. He hits a sit-out, taken away by Pauly from Tri-Center Neola. So Jonathan Hardy started this period on the down position, and now a double chicken wing, rolled it up, and count the pin for Christian Pauly.
Wow.
He will wrestle tomorrow. Congratulations to Jonathan Hardy. His season has concluded, but a lot to be proud of there for
absolutely
Jonathan Hardy.
Absolutely.
He made it up here to the Well.
You're
he's a junior. He's got next
elite
year to look forward to.
The elite of the elite are on these mats today, and that's not just here in the state of Iowa, but you go around the country. This is where wrestling is made, and you make these mats, you have done something pretty darn special. Coach Cochran, join us here. Kevin Cochran, the coach of the Ottumwa Bulldogs. Coach, do the jitters ever go away? When you walk through those doors, do they ever go away?
I got goosebumps still on me right now. I mean, it never does. And I guess the excitement is for each one of these individuals as young men, just the opportunity to get here for some of them. You know, and not to say that there's a lot of good quality wrestlers that are staying home that could go in any
yes
other that could go to any other state and be successful, bring home a medal, whatever. But this is the cream of the crop. Iowa State Wrestling Tournament is the elite wrestling tournament in the nation.
We're going to hear from the governor and from Brands and a little bit later in a news conference, Coach. But your opinion on this this crazy move by the IOAC to eliminate wrestling.
And Jason, you might tune that in for some of our listeners that may not have been up to speed on this. The International Olympic Committee has made a decision to eliminate wrestling, one of the original contests in the first Olympiads back in ancient Greece and Athens. And arbitrary decision by the IOC to just eliminate wrestling, there's going to be quite a bit of backlash for that.
There already has been a lot of backlash. I know, you know, Dan Gable's a big advocate for international wrestling, and he's already stated his opinions, and Tom Brands has. And I really like the way Tom Brands quoted it. He said that it's basically worse than death because, you know, you can't predict death, or you can't have any control over death. And we had some control over this. So for the way that they have come about and made that decision, really hits Iowa hard. It hits the nation hard because it is the initial, one of the initial sports in the Olympics. So I think they've had enough pressure already that they're going to be taking a hard look at possibly changing it if we can get that done.
We're going to look forward to that, and so are all these wrestlers that are competing here.
Right now, we got to get to Cody Brown, Joe.
Yeah, we got Cody Brown from Eddyville Blakesburg. He's in a consolation match. Cody was knocked off by Sawyer Amling from Edgewood Colesburg in the first round, and he quickly gets taken down in the first period, only 10 seconds gone, by Shane Poppins from Applington Parkersburg. So Cody Brown going to try to stave off elimination here. We're just underway. Class 126-pound 1A consolation action. It is Cody Brown, Eddyville Blakesburg, versus Shane Poppins from Applington Parkersburg. A 2-0 score here, just underway first period. Class 1A 126 consolations. Now we've got Cody Brown at the edge of the mat, gets to his feet.
We want to welcome everyone listening in on the Jock and joining us, bringing you this live wrestling coverage high above the mats, high fidelity here all tournament long. We're right now at the WrestleBacks here at the 1A action. And Joe Sinclair, Jason Summers, I got Coach Kevin Cochran, coach of the Ottumwa Bulldogs with us. And Joe Millage will be running the mic mat side. But let's get back to this Cody Brown contest. Cody Brown of Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont.
He's up against Joel Haberman. I was wrong about that. It was Joel Haberman. We've also got a Van Buren contest. Kiyosakwa wrestler going on mat four. So which one do you want there, Jason? Do you want Van Buren? He's on top of his opponent by the he trails 5-2. And that is a 126-pound match. Cody Brown is off the match out of bounds in the first period. He trails 2-0 at 120 pounds.
Well, Jacob Heisel of Van Buren 26. Is trailing here 5-2 now after a takedown on Noah Greenfield. Greenfield 40-9.
Hey, that Kiyosaki wrestler in danger of getting his opponent turned over. He's got the tilt working. But there he gets reversed. So your wrestler from Kiyosaki there at 126, that is Jacob Heisel. He now trails 7-2. On mat three, Cody Brown trying to get out, and he does get out, and then quickly taken down by his opponent, and that would be Joel Hoberman. So Hoberman with a 4-1 lead as time expires in the first period. So, hey, Eddyville Blakesburg Raucus, come on, cheer on your very own Cody Brown. He's going to the second period. It's an elimination match at 126. He trails 4-1.
Getting Noah Greenfield out in front over here on 126. Greenfield out in front 7-2 over Jacob Heisel of Van Buren at 126 here in Class 1A. Getting back to Cody Brown here, trying to make a comeback here for the Raucus.
Cody Brown now on his feet. It's still 4-1. We're at 126 pounds, 15 seconds gone from the second period. Both wrestlers are on their feet.
Welcome in all the listeners joining us on the Jock. You're listening to exclusive 2013 Iowa State High School wrestling coverage. We're in Class 1A. We're bringing you Cody Brown of Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont here in the WrestleBacks, and Joe Sinclair, Jason Summers, Coach Kevin Cochran, coach of the Ottumwa Bulldogs, joining here in the broadcast booth, brought to you by Community First Credit Union.
Real sharp single leg takedown in there by Hoberman. He takes down Cody Brown and extends his lead with 1:11 to go out of bounds in the 126-pound constellation match. It is Brown from Eddyville Blakesburg trailing Hoberman 6-1.
Over at 126 in Class 1A, Noah Greenfield of Lake Mills out in front now, 11-4 of Jacob Heisel of Van Buren. We want to keep it on Cody Brown.
Well, Cody Brown now gets an escape. He's on his feet. He trails 6-2 now. It's a four-point deficit. He's in there on a single leg. Good sprawl by Hoberman from Clarion Goldfield. Clarion, a very talented team. My initial year up here, folks, doing high school wrestling at the Well. Clarion was the state champion in 2010, so very storied wrestling program there at Clarion. But here we got Brown in on a single leg. He's in there good and deep, but a whizzer being applied by Hoberman, and he's able to maneuver out of bounds just before the takedown for Cody Brown. So we'll reset it at the center of the mat with 33 seconds remaining in the second period. 6-2, it's Cody Brown trailing Joel Hoberman.
Trey Buzik going to get underway for Pleasantville. Buzik at 39-5, lost his opening match to Tyler Lehman of Clarion Goldfield. And we'll get that match here in just a second. Mat number one. Trey Buzik taking on Alexander Schmitz of Kemper Catholic of Carroll. Schmidt, 41-3. Taking on Trey Buzik now, 39-6, a senior. And there's a takedown by Schmitz. He's out in front here, 2-0, just underway in the opening period.
And do have to say that Jacob Heisel from Van Buren Kiyosaki was eliminated by pin. He fought valiantly through that match. He was trailing 14-4 when he did get eliminated. But Jacob Heisel from Van Buren Kiyosaki, congratulations on your outstanding 126-pound campaign. You're just a junior. We hope to see you here next year competing for your Kiyosaki Van Buren squad.
Trey Buzik of Pleasantville. Trails 2-0. They're at the center of the mat. Buzik trying to get to his feet. Gets a stand-up. Trying to get the escape, but Cody Brown still at it for the Raucus.
Cody started the third period in the down position. Quickly gets an escape and narrows the lead to a 3-6 margin. So it's a three-point deficit for Cody Brown. He's an Eddyville Blakesburg Raucus. He helped the Eddyville Blakesburg team to their second-place finish in the team duels here yesterday. He's up against a talented sophomore from Clarion Goldfield. It's Joel Hoberman, and Hoberman is up by a score of 6-3, and Hoberman in deep on a double leg right at the center of the mat, and Brown tries to counter by grabbing the legs. The best Brown can hope for here, Jason, is a stalemate, but it's Hoberman trying to scoot out the back, and if Hoberman can just get his leg cleared, he will get the two-point takedown. Definite defensive position here for Cody Brown, in danger of going down by the score of 8-3. And there is the takedown for Hoberman. 8-3 Cody Brown trails.
Well, over on the mat number one, Trey Buzik in trouble here. He trails now with an escape at the conclusion of that first period. He trails 7-1. Trey Buzik trailing Alexander Schmidt of Kemper Catholic of Carroll.
All right, you Pleasantville radio wrestling fans. Cheer on Trey Buzik on 96.7 KIIC and catching that live stream on KIICradio.com. And we're bringing this to you on the Jock, too. Everybody knows if you want the hookup for good high school wrestling coverage, you come to booth number one.
Well,
Jason Summers, Kevin Cochran, and Joe Sinclair bringing it to you live once again.
Those who don't know that are just joining us on the Jock, you can go to your Apple phone or and stream this anywhere on the world on the web at www.kiicradio.com all day long, all tournament long. But also we have a Android and iPhone app, an Apple app, where you can download a KIIC Thunderbolt app. Search it out. It's free, and it gives you much more than just a connection to the broadcast. It'll give you updates on all the action that's going on and so, so much more as we bring you this exclusive 2013 Iowa State High School wrestling coverage.
And just concluded, Joel Hoberman is able to ride out Cody Brown to finish the match. He advances with the win 8-3 over Cody Brown. Cody Brown, talented sophomore, got great experience up here in the team duels yesterday. He had a great competition, went down by the top-ranked Sawyer, or a top-ranked Sawyer Omling from Edgewood, and then a tough match against Joel Hoberman. So Cody Brown, your season is done, but congratulations on a great sophomore campaign, Cody Brown.
Well, Trey Buzik continues to be in trouble over on mat number one. He trails 10-1 over the Kemper Catholic of Carroll wrestler, Alexander Schmidt. He has 41 wins on the season, trying to make it 42 over Buzik. 10-1 your score, second period, 50 seconds to go and counting. Buzik tries to do a stand-up, gets to his feet, trying to get the hands separated. Schmidt hanging on, and here's the escape there by Buzik. So now he finds himself trailing 10-2 with 44 seconds to go, second period. We'll keep on rolling along. We're looking forward. Tyler Forberth, a Tri-County Montezuma, and an amazing matchup. Right out of the gate, number three versus number one, Jake Hogan. Don Bosco gets what some might call the upset over Forberth. The third-rated Hogan beat Forberth, and we're going to have Forberth's contest here in just a second. Those listening in at Tri-County Montezuma.
And Coach Cochran, you alluded to it earlier. There are no rankings when you get up here to the championship. It's the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. There are no poor wrestlers here. There are a whole bunch of great wrestlers, and anybody can get knocked off at any point in time. And we've seen it already today, a number one go down. But these rankings really mean nothing now.
Really, it really doesn't. I mean, we just instill in our wrestlers that you come out and wrestle hard. Actually, to me, the ranked wrestlers have the target on their back because they're expected to win. The guys that aren't sitting here ranked can come in and knock somebody off, and no one expected it because they all expected that ranked wrestler to win in advance.
Yeah, if you can get your wrestler to look past the name and the ranking on the on their opponent, if you're the underdog, you're right. All the pressure is on the guy that's expected to win.
Yep. And, you know, the other thing is just you can't overlook – you know, any wrestler. So if you have a number one, if you have a number one that's overlooking this first match because he may have the number three in the quarterfinals, you know, you got to take one match at a time. And a great example is back when I was coach TJ Seabolt, and we was always talking about, everyone was talking about four state championships. His philosophy was one comes before two, two comes before three, and three comes before four. And I've always used that since then. And we take everything one match at a time. So in this tournament, round one comes before round two comes before round three, and
when
on.
When you walk out those runway down there and you see the mats and all these people, all that thinking goes out the door anyway, because it just comes down to the things you already know, that wrestling instinct and handling that adrenaline.
Yeah. Trey Buzik in a real tough match for the Pleasantville squad, folks. He's trailing now by a score of 12-4. Both wrestlers were on their feet, and the score was 10-2. A great job throw there by Buzik. Looked like he was going to be able to turn into back points. His opponent from Kemper Catholic just bridged right off of his back before any back points could be scored. Got a reversal of his own and made the score 12-4. Now Buzik, as we close out the second period, does get loose for the one-point escape. We're going to go to the third period, Class 1A, 132-pound elimination match, and it's Trey Buzik from Pleasantville trailing 5-12.
Those listening in from Tri-County Montezuma, Tyler Forberth, the number one wrestler all season long at 160. You're going to be on deck here in just a moment as we bring in these wrestlebacks. We're at 145 weight class, and Joe Sinclair, Jason Summers, Andy Robson joining us in the broadcast booth along with Coach Kevin Cochran. Here's a throw move by Busek, and nearly got him over on his back, but got a little too high on the throw. Well, it turns into a takedown for his opponent, Alexander Schmidt. But a nice aggressive move there. Busek's no quit.
Well, Busek's doing what he needs to. He's got the big deficit. He trails by 9 points. It's going to take a pin with only 83 ticks left on the clock. He needs to get loose and get that throw and give his opponent from Kemper Catholic the credit, doing what he needs to do to keep his center of gravity low, his hips down, his feet back. He's not going to give up that throw, and you just saw it right there. But
he's in a single
now.
Leg. Now he's
there's
Kelly.
A Kelly. There's a it's Kelly. Over. He's trying to roll it up into more back points. And
well, right now it's 8-14. This is still a very tightly held contest right here. And he's going to cut him and release him. That'll move it to 8-15.
There's a stall warning against Kemper.
And 1 point awarded. That's the second stall right there. Another one will be 2 points.
Busek just a little bit out of position there on a single leg shot and a nice spin move there.
And the
2 point
right
takedown makes
Schmidt.
It 17-8. 17-8.
Well, this is about as good of an example you can give anyone that you never quit. I mean, it looked like Busek was down and out, and he still got a big deficit, but no quitting that young man. 42 seconds ago. Here's a sit out switch. Busek trying to come around and get the reversal. Now the stand up. Has the. Hands separated, gets the separation. Now it's 17-9.
What a great match here. A lot of scoring here in this 132-pound elimination match featuring Trey Busek from Pleasantville and Alexander Schmitz from Kemper Catholic.
Busek trying to do a throw. Now it's a big-time throw. Gets it to his back. Can he turn it over into more points?
Give that Schmitz kid credit. He knows that he's got the big lead. He leads by 6 points with 10 seconds to go, and he's not going to give up any back points. He's just going to coast into tomorrow. He can stall his way out of it now, and it will be elimination for Trey Busek. Great wrestling career has concluded for Trey Busek. Congratulations, Trey. You had a great year. No shame in your attempt to
no
shine here at the well.
No quit. He was really down and out, and no quit there. Made the gallant comeback. He'll end up losing 18-11, and while that seems like a pretty wide margin, he was really making the fight there at the end. Nearly got him over into a pinning combination, but will fall to the hands of Alexander Schmidt of Kemper Catholic Carroll. Trey Busek, Pleasantville, your season is over. Your career is over at Pleasantville. Congratulations to you.
We want to clear the air here a little bit. The Joel Haberman that just got done beating Cody Brown from Eddyville Blakesburg, no relation to the Albia high school assistant football coach, Owen Haberman. So Owen wanted to make that clear. Nobody from Eddyville, where Owen works, needs to be coming and breaking the windows out of his car at work down there at Cargill today. He has no relation to the wrestler that beat Cody Brown.
You're listening to live 2013 exclusive wrestling coverage, High Above the Mats and High Fidelity. Joe Sinclair, Jason Summers, Kevin Cochran, coach of the Ottumwa Bulldogs. Joe Millage, our executive general manager, out and about. He'll bring us live interviews as we roll along here. We're at Class 1A.
We've got a Sigourney Kyoto match coming your way here, folks. It is Josh Yoder. He's on the mat, and I don't have a positive ID on his opponent yet, but Yoder's on the mat. That is Colton Stoddard from East Buchanan, Winthrop. So Buchanan County up there by Independence. A lot of good farm ground and good hard-nosed wrestlers come from Buchanan County. And Josh Yoder from Sigourney Kyoto finds himself up against Colton Stoddard, one of them. The wrestlers are on their feet. Nice single-leg shot in there by Yoder. Can't quite get it into a single leg, but now he turns it into a cradle, and I think he's going to pin Stoddard. He's got it locked up tight. If he can just get his hips sunk back, folks, he will get that pin, but no, great job by Stoddard fighting his way off of it, but it's a five-point move for Josh Yoder from Sigourney Kyoto, and this match being brought to you by Sigourney Tractor and Implement, your John Deere sales parts and service dealer. For John Deere parts, service, and sales, call Sigourney Tractor in Sigourney. Okay, Yoder on top now, 5-0. First period action at 145 pounds. It's an elimination match featuring Josh Yoder. Now Josh Yoder in danger of getting reversed. He was trying real hard there to get some back points. He's not going to get reversed, but he might give up the escape. Oh, man, great job there by Josh Yoder. Turns a single leg into a double leg when his opponent, Stoddard, got separation. So great job there. with 14 seconds left. Still, well, actually, they did give a takedown and an escape, folks.
Wow.
That fast. The separation was less than a split second, but the score is now 7-1. So they said that, the officials said, and that's the only one that counts, said that Stoddard got separation and that Yoder got the takedown. So a good deal for Yoder.
Absolutely.
He's got a six-point lead now instead of a five. So we're going to go to the second period. Yoder selects. He takes neutral. He likes his chances on his feet. It is Josh Yoder, 145-pounder. He's wrestling for the Sigourney Kyoto Savages. They are the Savage Cobras in football. I suppose they're the Savage Cobras in wrestling as well. This is an elimination match in Class 1A, 145 pounds. Joe Sinclair, Jason Summers, and Kevin Cochran bringing you live wrestling action on 96.7 KIIC and live streaming KIICradio.com. A throw attempt there by Stoddard, and a nice job sliding down on the hips by Yoder. He gets the takedown to start the scoring in the second period. It's a 9-1 margin now for Josh Yoder from Sigourney, Kyoto. We also want to thank the folks listening in on the Jock. Glad to bring you this live high school wrestling action. Statewide is where we are from broadcast booth number one at the 2013 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships from Wells Fargo Arena. And Coach Kevin Cochran, Josh Yoder, had a tough draw in the first round. Got beat, but man, he is putting a pin and combination together here on Stoddard, and I like his aggressiveness.
I do too. He's keeping a lot of pressure on. He's looked good on his feet, getting ready to make a turn right here if he can get wrist control in there. Up. If he can get that tilt right there.
He worked a tilt there, but it was near the edge of the mat, and they're off the mat. The score now 9-1. 53 seconds remain in the second period at this 145-pound elimination match. And I really love Coach Cochran. These elimination matches, you know, that first round, everybody knows that they're going to wrestle again no matter what happens. But these matches here, one guy's going to go hit the showers, and he's not going to put that singlet on again the rest of this year.
Right. Well, you may like him as an announcer. I don't really like him as a coach. I'd like to stay on that top side, unless we're the one that's winning.
And Josh Yoder got himself a little bit out of position, folks, trying to lock up a cradle. Looked like Stoddard could have reversed him with a side roll. Wasn't able to do that, and now we've got 29 seconds to go, and I think we're going to have a reversal by Stoddard. Yeah, Stoddard gets the reversal. Yoder just trying a little bit too hard there, got a little bit too high, and able to get out of it is Stoddard. Now Stoddard trying to pin a combination of his own. He's got a chicken wing in on the left side. He's going to try to bar the arm and walk the head. He takes the arm pretty good angle there with 11 seconds to go. Posting the leg is Yoder. And Yoder, man, he's getting his shoulders cranked on there, Coach Cochran, as time expires in the second period.
He did a nice job of not going over right there. It looked like he could have. He had that pretty deep and pretty tight. The thing that I noticed here at the state wrestling tournament is that, you know, all these wrestlers, I don't want to say the refereeing changes a little bit, but you've got to wrestle on the edge of the mat probably more now than you ever have all year. You got more room. You got an assistant official to help make calls. So it's crucial that these guys just wrestle until that whistle blows.
Oh, there's back points. Oh, not quite for Yoder. He couldn't quite get the back points, and now he gets out of position again. He gets reversed again. That is a 9-5 score now. So Yoder has the four-point lead with 1:45 to go in the third period. His opponent, Stoddard, gets high trying to get a cradle locked up. Now Yoder gets out. Oh, Yoder just he's a wrestler that likes to wrestle from the bottom, Coach Cochran. Now Stoddard tries to get the leg in. Yoder on the bottom, leading 9-5. He had a big move. A five-point move to start the scoring here in the first period, and he's been able to parlay that into this four-point lead right now.
He's in pretty good position right here, Joe. If he can find a way to get his head out and not get a stalemate, and
there
it is.
Two-point reversal. He came out the back, and there's the side roll again by Stoddard, and Stoddard has got that side roll down, and he reverses in quickly, and now Stoddard in with a half Nelson. He gets the two-point reversal to make the score 11-7, and Stoddard with half Nelson in trying to work back points, but great job posting the opposite leg by Yoder, and he bites his way off his back, but they did give him two back points. So it's 9-11 with 55 seconds to go.
Okay, over here on mat 8 is Tyler Fobert of Tri-County Montezuma, 46-4, taking on Josh Matisic of Woodbine, 27-4, the senior.
We've got a roly-poly 145-pound elimination match with Josh Yoder down here from Sigourney, Kyoto. He scores a reversal at the edge of the mat with 45 seconds to go. He now leads by the margin of 13-9. and he's going to cover his opponent. And I think his coaches, Coach Cochran, would like for him to just be a little bit more conservative, watch out for that side roll, and give up one, not two.
Tyler Fobert gets the takedown right at the edge of the mat. He leads here 2-0 over Josh Matzik at 160. Let's go back to 145.
There's 30 seconds left, and Josh Yoder is in the top position. He's controlling his opponent. Sit out there by Stoddard. And now Stoddard tries to get a reversal, and still hanging on to that leg is Josh Yoder with 20 seconds to go, but he can't hang on enough. There's a two-point reversal now. It's 13-11. Josh Yoder from Sigourney, Kyoto leads with 10 seconds to go. His opponent, Stoddard, has the half Nelson in. He's got the leg in. He's trying the power half, but with 6 seconds to go, it looks like Yoder's going to be able to stall his way out of it and get to tomorrow. It is 13-11, and Stoddard from East Buchanan, give him credit. He fought back from a big hole, almost tied it up, and Yoder advances.
Fobert over here, Tri-County Montezuma out in front, number one wrestler all season long. Now he's got him back in the tilt. Looks like he's going to put the, boy, he's got a real big tilt on, steps over. He's got the lead now with some back points being earned right there by Fobert. He's out in front of Josh Matzik, Matuzik, 5-0. Fobert from Tri-County Montezuma, 46 wins on the season. Only 4 losses, one of them coming here in the first round. He's out in front, 5-0, 47 seconds. Here's the stand-up by Matuzik. Matuzik gets to his feet, but Fobert pushes him out of bounds. He'll reset right at the center of the mat here at 160. Tyler Fobert, Tri-County Montezuma, Josh Matuzik of Woodbine. Matuzik, 27-4. And here's the cover-up by Fobert. Stand-up by Matuzik. Gets the separation. Now it's 5-1. Fobert. He'll circle around the outside of the mat. Fobert drops down, looking for a shot. Nothing there, and there's a shot in there by Matuzik. And mat number four, we're going to have Caden Dahl. You'll cover Caden Dahl on mat number four. I'll keep Fobert going here to 160. Here's another shot in there by Fobert. He has the single leg, elevates. He'll check that counter move by Matuzik. Matuzik in there, and off the edge of the mat, a nice wizard there by Fobert to counter the shot by Matuzik. 5-0. 5-1, check that. Tyler Fobert of Tri-County Montezuma out in front. See, shot by Matuzik. Underhook, and then a throw there by Matuzik. And Fobert about to give up the takedown. It's going to be taken down. Turning into back points here for Matuzik. And as time expires, it looked like Matuzik is going to roll that over into a pinning combination. But Tyler Fobert, who was out in front, gives up the lead to Josh Matuzik. 6-5, your score here. Let's get over to Caden Dahl.
Well, he's trailing in his match by the margin of 2-3. And he's got a Skylar Rilling from Woodbury Central, Mobile, down there on mat four. And he's rolled up into a cradle there. We've also got Striegel at 170 pounds. He's in his consolation match over there on mat two. So Linville Sullies, Caden Dahl wrestling down there, trails now by the margin of 6-2. 6-2 is the margin. Dahl from Linville Sully trailing in his elimination match against Skylar Rilling from Woodbury Central Mobile.
Tyler Fobert of Tri-County Montezuma trailing here 5-6. He had gotten the big lead. And now he gets the reversal, and now he's got the lead back. Trying to run this over. Has the right arm. Gives it up. It stays on top and in control here. But Fobert now back with the lead, 7-6 over Josh Matuzik.
Cole Striegel just got reversed to tie his matchup, and his opponent has got a cradle in there. Going to score some back points on Cole Striegel. Cole Striegel from Sigourney, Kyoto with 59 seconds to go, in danger of getting pinned there, but he tries to roll out of it and almost does, but he's still on his back, folks, with 50 seconds to go. Cole Striegel's season, his sophomore campaign ends. He just ran into a buzzsaw there. And Cole Striegel got pinned in the first period. Call that thing in 1 minute and 10 seconds. So great job, Cole Striegel. We'll see you back here next year in your junior season.
Tyler Fobert out in front, 7-6. And in trouble here. Looking to get the reversal is Josh Matuzik. And he's going to get it. And now he'll take the lead. 8-7. Back and forth action here at 160. Tyler Fobert to Tri-County Montezuma. Taking on Josh Matuzik, Woodbine. 8-7, your score. 45 ticks left here in the second period. They'll reset at the center of the mat. We're going to keep an eye out We've got Dylan Pigsley coming up at 182 for the Rockets. He'll be taking the mat here in just a second. But at 160, Tyler Verbert, Tri-County Montezuma, getting some attention from his coaches. Looked like an injury timeout. So we'll look for Dylan Pigsley to come out here. We'll bring you that exclusive coverage here, Rocket Nation. Glad to have all of you listening along from the Jock, along with the 96.7 KIC in Albia, Iowa, and all over the world at www.kiicradio.com. And also our new Thunderbolt app. Check out it on your Android or iPhone. Going to the market and search for KIC Thunderbolt app, and it's free to you with not only wrestling coverage, but so much more.
That is right. That is right. Hey, we called it wrong. Caden Dahl won his first round match. Caden Dahl from Linville Sully. He advanced over Trevor Pagel from Sumner Fredericksburg. So Caden Dahl, he's going to wrestle tomorrow. We'll bring you that match, all you Linville Sully fanatics.
Dustin Miller is going to be going out on the mat number 5. Joe, if you want to keep that one as I continue to bring you this, Tyler Fulbert of Tri-County Montezuma trailing 8-7 over Josh Matuzik out in front. 29 seconds to go, second period. Matuzik trying to hang on here, but Fulbert trying to come out and get the reversal here.
182-pound match. It's Dylan Nelson from St. Edmund Fort Dodge up against Dustin Miller from Cardinal Community. Cardinal Community right there at the edge of the Wapello Jefferson County line. They've got taxpayers from both counties that support that school. Miller trying to stave off elimination. There's no score here in this 182-pound elimination match.
Well, we got 9 seconds left, second period. Tyler Fulbert in the down position, trying to do a stand-up as Matuzik's trying to keep him on the mat.
Dustin Miller in on a single leg there, and a nice job fighting it off. And Dylan Nelson from St. Edmund Fort Dodge is actually able to turn it into a takedown.
Dylan Pigsley just underway on mat number 7. Pigsley is underway here at 182. We're going to bring you all this coverage. We got Tyler Fulbert going at 160 on the mat right across from Pigsley, so we'll keep all that going. In addition to all the other coverage, we bring you all this live exclusive wrestling coverage. Fulbert trailing 8-7. Here's a stand-up. And in escape, and Fulbert now trails 9-7. Pigsley, no score, just underway, 20 seconds in on his match.
This live wrestling action being brought to you by Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods in Albia, Iowa. Jim and Charlie's, your hometown grocer, bringing you this live wrestling action. Dylan Pigsley from Eddyville, Blakesburg, he's on his feet, no score. 30 ticks gone off that clock in that first period at 182 pounds. Meanwhile, Cardinals Dustin Miller, Cardinal of Eldon, he trails his match 2-0, just underway, second period.
Fulbert still trailing 9-7. Fulbert, Tri-County Montezuma, trailing 9-7 over at the other match at 182. Dylan Pigsley, a minute gone by. Here's a shot in there by his opponent and a takedown. Pigsley trailing now 0-2.
Dylan Pigsley in a buzzsaw of a weight class here at class 182 pounds. He's down 2-0 here with 1 minute gone in the first period of class 1A 182 pounds. It is an elimination match, so Dylan Pigsley, he's going to be fighting for his life, and I'm sure we will see a lot of action out of Dylan here as he tries to get to his feet, but almost does and gets out of position and now gets put to his back, folks. Dylan Pigsley in danger here. There's a three count, but he does fight his way off his back. He trails now 5-0. 30 seconds left, first period, 182 pounds.
Tyler Fulbert gets the reversal, and now he's in trouble of getting reversed himself and does get reversed. And now back points being earned by Matuzik, and Matuzik will take the lead once again, I think 13-9.
Well, Terry Moody, back to yours. Terry Moody from Dyke New Hartford put a real good move on Dylan Pigsley there. Looked like Pigsley was going to be able to get out, and Moody just did a power move, put him to his back, got the three count, and a great job by Dylan Pigsley to fight his way off of his back. We're going to go to the second period with a score 5-0. It's Moody, Dyke New Hartford, over Pigsley, Eddyville, Blakesburg.
Final 20 seconds here. Tyler Fulbert, Tri-County Montezuma, number one rated wrestler in the state coming in today, and he's in danger of having a season ended, and it will come to an end as Josh Matuzik gets the pin with 13 seconds to go, and Tyler Fulbert, who spent the entire season number one at 160 in Class 1A, finds his season coming to a conclusion and to a pin to Josh Matuzik. Let's get back to Dylan Pigsley.
Well, Dylan Pigsley now trails 5-0. We've also got at 182 pounds, Dustin Miller from Cardinal Community. He's got 10 seconds left out of bounds in his match against Dylan Nelson from St. Edmund Fort Dodge. And it's Nelson on top of that one, 7-1. We've also got an escape now for Dylan Pigsley. He now trails by the score of 7-1. So a couple of 7-1 contests, and our Southern Iowa wrestlers on the bottom end of that. So Miller from Cardinal trailing 7-1. Pigsley from Eddyville trailing 7-1. Both of those matches in the second period. Dustin Miller tries a takedown move there, but no action. So we're going to go to the third period. Miller from Cardinal of Eldon trailing 7-1. He will take the down position, be covered by his opponent from St. Edmunds.
Tyler Snyder in action across the way. He's got a mat number four getting ready to come out, and he'll be taking mat number four. We'll keep all this going, but let's keep Dylan Pigsley.
Eddyville Blakesburg Rockets. Dylan Pigsley in danger of being eliminated here in the second period. There are 43 seconds remaining. He's on his feet. His opponent is Moody from Dyke, New Hartford. He trails 7-1. Now down to 35 seconds at 182 pounds. Both wrestlers on their feet. Dylan Pigsley tries to get a shuck, get some inside position, and work a throw near the edge of the mat. We're out of bounds with 26 seconds to go at 182 pounds. Meanwhile, Miller from Cardinal gets a reversal on Nelson from St. Edmunds. So it's your Cardinal Comet, Dustin Miller, narrowing that margin to four. It's 7-3 over there, Cardinal trailing. Okay, we've got a stop in the action with Eddyville Blakesburg. The officials are having a little conference with the scores table. Don't know what that's all about, but we're back on our feet and back on action. Out the whistle.
Tyler Snyder just underway. Southeast Warren at 195. Snyder taking on Luke Kramer of Maquoketa Valley.
And I think that Dylan Pigsley in there with a whizzer after a good double leg shot by Moody is going to be able to fight it off, but he can't quite fight it off at the edge of the mat as time expires in the second period. Dylan Pigsley goes down now by the score of 9-1. So Dylan Pigsley is going to have a big comeback win here in the third period to keep his dreams of standing on the medals alive here.
Dustin Miller of Cardinals trailing 7-3 over Nelson. 41 seconds to go in that contest. It is Schneider with no score. Snyder of Southeast Warren. And he's down now 2-0 on a takedown by Luke Kramer. But Dylan Nelson now out in front. 7-3. Here's a sit-out switch and a reversal. And that will move the lead to 9-3. So Nelson now out in front of Dustin Miller, 9-3.
So Dustin Miller, injury victim, season was shortened this year, in danger of being eliminated here at the 2013 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. Consolation match. It's an elimination match for Dustin Miller from Cardinal of Eldon. He trails 9-3, and time expires on Dustin Miller, and he will see his season end. But a great year for Dustin Miller. Came back from that injury. We'll go back to our Eddyville-Blakesburg Rocket match. Just underway in the third period, we've got a blood timeout. The score is 9-1. Dylan Pigsley trails Moody from Dyke, New Hartford.
While they're working on the wrestlers over there, Ty Snyder, Southeast Warren, trailing here 2-0 over Luke Kramer. Kramer from Maquoketa Valley. And starting of the second period, and they'll start in the neutral position. Snyder takes a look, grabs on to the right hand of Kramer. He drops down, look for a shot to Snyder. Nothing there. Shaking off. Let's go back to Dylan Pigsley. 2-0 here. Luke Kramer out in front of Ty Snyder of Southeast Warren.
Well, Dylan Pigsley is on his feet with a minute and 20 seconds to go, trying to make something happen. He's got a 9-1 deficit to make up here in order to continue his season. He's got a very talented opponent. It is Terry Moody from Dyke, New Hartford. They go out of bounds with a minute 20 to go, and there's Pigsley in on a wild shot, and a great job by Moody spinning behind. Moody gets the two-point takedown. Now it's 11-1. So really, we've got to have a throw and a pinning combination for Dylan Pigsley now. Less than a minute to go. He trails by 10. Too large of a deficit to make up without a great big move that has a pinning combination in it. Right now, Moody's got him broken down onto the mat with 50 seconds to go at 182 pounds in this elimination match. It's Moody on top, 11-1 over Dylan Pigsley from Eddyville-Blakesburg.
Well, Ty Snyder still trailing 2-0 to the hands of Luke Kramer. Second period, a minute to go. Let's get back to Pigsley.
He does get to his base, does get the escape, and now backs Moody off the mat. And Moody did not get the stall call there because he was close enough to the edge of the mat when Dylan Pigsley got that escape. But look, with an 11-2 score here, to see Moody do a lot of running. No, Moody takes the shot. Moody takes the shot. That was a championship-type move there by Moody. He takes a shot, gets the single leg, gets the takedown, and now it's 13-2, and then Moody cuts Pigsley. The score now 13-3, a 10-point advantage for Terry Moody from Dyke, New Hartford. With 20 seconds to go, these wrestlers are out of bounds, and I'm very impressed with what I see out of Terry Moody from Dyke, New Hartford. He was defeated by Gunnar Clark from West Hancock Britt in the opening match, and he came out on fire against Dylan Pigsley, a very talented Eddyville Blakesburg 182-pounder. And there's another takedown, but it's out of bounds for Moody. And with 7 seconds left to go, it looks like Dylan Pigsley is going to have a tough day here at the Well, but a great season for Dylan Pigsley.
Yeah, such an outstanding kid, hard worker, tough kid. He's going to come up short here today, but outstanding season for him and all the Rocket Nation. He has a lot to be proud of. I know he'll be disappointed in today's events, but he made it to the Well, and I remember 2 years ago him texting me, telling me he was going to get here, and he made it. And an outstanding job, Dylan Pigsley. But right now to action over here, I know Chance Worcester's working his way across the mat, and he'll be our next featured contest. But Ty Schneider now trails Luke Kramer of Maquoketa Valley. Schneider from Southeast Warren trails now 4-0, just underway third period. Schneider in the down position to begin this third period, trying to get off his off the mat and get to his base here.
Well, I'll set Chance Worcester's matchup for you, Jason. Chance Worcester, Eddyville Blakesburg Rocket, he's going to be in a great match, a chance to advance here. He's got Tyler Johansson from North Fayette West Union, and he was handled by Daniel Gaffey from Regina, Iowa City in the first round, and I'd like to see Chance Worcester's chances to be pretty good there. He looks good. Well, that's going to be a great match brought to you by Farm Bureau agent Brad Witt for all your health, home, and auto. Contact Brad Witt in Albia.
Leffler
and,
Dirt Work also bringing that matchup. Chad Leffler for all your dirt work needs. Give him a call, 641-226-2231, 226-2231. Chad Leffler will take care of all of your dirt work needs.
Chance Worston now on the mat, just underway off the whistle. The wrestlers are on their feet. It's Johansson from North Fayette, Worsta from Eddyville Blakesburg. On their feet at the center of the mat, pummeling, trying to get inside position. There's a shot in there by Worsta, backed out by Johansson, now back on their feet. So the first action, first shot taken by Worsta here at Class 1A 220-pound contest. And there's a shot in there now by Johansson from North Fayette, and just as quickly Worsta backs out. So a couple of shots here by each wrestler to start at 220 pounds. And now there's Worsta in on a single leg, but a spin behind by Johansson, and no score. That was so fast.
Wow.
It looked like Johansson got there, and just that quick, Worsta got out. So no score here. 106 to go, and I'm sure the Eddyville Blakesburg Rockets don't want to see any more shots like that from Chance Worsta. Shot from a little bit too far out, got out of position. Johansson was able to spin behind, couldn't quite get control before Worsta spun out of it, and the score still 0-0. Could have just easily been 2-1.
We have Tucker Fowler going to be taking the mat here for Sigourney Kyoto as well. And we'll get that match here at 285 as we move right along here. And it will be, let's see here.
That's Garrett Johnson for Panorama. Yeah.
Ty Schneider gets the loses to Luke Kramer at 195. So Ty Schneider, Southeast Warren season comes to an end as Luke Kramer gets the win. But right now it will be Tucker Fowler, Sigourney Kyoto on the mat, and we'll get back to that Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont contest.
No score here. 15 seconds to go between Chance Worsta from Eddyville Blakesburg and his opponent at 220 pounds, Tyler Johansson from North Fayette. We want to congratulate Southeast Warren on a great year, and Ty Schneider especially. Sophomore campaign ends today at the Wells Fargo Arena, but a good job there for Southeast Warren. And we are going to have no score as time expires at 220 pounds in this elimination match. Chance Worsta defers the coin toss that he won.
We're 40 seconds to go here. First period, it is Tucker Fowler. Sigourney Kyoto, 285, taking on Garrett Johnson of Panorama Panora. And
boy,
no
it's
score.
Been a great morning of wrestling, folks, that we've brought you here on 96.7 KIIC and KIICradio.com. We were joined by a radio station, The Jock, about 11 o'clock. And here we've got both wrestlers start on their we got an escape there for Chance Worst. He opens the scoring. Nope, they gave a two-point takedown, and now the escape for Worst. So it's 3-1 now for Chance Worst. He trails 3-1 with a minute and a half to go. Johansson started in the down position. He got the escape and the takedown, and then Worst with the escape. And now Worst in on a shot, tries to turn it into a fireman's carry, but it's at the edge of the mat, has to give it up. Now they dance back to the center of the mat with 1:15 to go. It's the second period. A minute 14 remains here at this 220-pound elimination match.
At 285, no score. Garrett Johnson, Panorama Panora, taking on Tucker Fowler, Singer and Kota. There is no score. And Fowler will start in the down position. Tries to do a stand-up.
There's a stall warning against Tyler Johansson from North Fayette. So just as he gets a takedown against... Nope, no takedown. No takedown awarded. Chance Worsta has gotten a stall call against Tyler Johansson. So that might play in the third period if we get there, folks. Tyler Johansson from North Fayette leads this one 3-1. Looked like he might have had a takedown against Chance Worsta at the edge of the mat, but nothing doing. And now we're working on the headgear, Chance Worsta.
It got to look like maybe a finger to the eye, Worsta.
We're starting to wrestle again with 49 seconds to go in the second period.
Well, we get to finally get a point over here for Fowler. He gets the escape, and he is out in front to 1-0 on 1:20 to go in the first period or second period. Check that.
Front headlock shuck there by Chance Worsta. And out of it now is Johansson. So Worsta trails 3-1. Ooh, there's a deep single leg in there by Johansson, and he gets the single leg, dumps Worsta to his back, and moves up, gets chest to chest. He's counting back points, leading 5-1. Chance Worsta in trouble at 220 pounds. He does get pinned with 3 minutes and 41 seconds gone in that match. So Chance Worsta, Jr., he'll be back next year.
37 wins on the season. What a dominating season he had. And this whole Rocket team has had a great season. Tough way to go here for Worcester, but a lot to be proud of.
Well, you wonder sometimes. You know, Chance Worcester had to wrestle yesterday a couple matches in that team duel deal, and there's a lot of controversy.
Yeah, there should be
a lot of consternation
around
about the Iowa High School Athletic Association having that event prior to this individual meet. And we're not going to have any editorial on that at all other than to say the multi-million dollar tens of millions of dollars at the IHSAA that they have. I'm glad they're getting more put in there with those team duels.
Tucker Fowler, a Singer Nikita with the lead here, 27 seconds to go, second period. Fowler got the escape to open the second period. He's starting the down position, and he's out in front here over Garrett Johnson of Panorama Panora. 1-0, final 16 seconds of this second period. They're circling around the center of the mat, looking for a shot. Fowler now goes in on a single leg. Grabs on the single leg, counter there, and Wizard put on. Now he
gets behind,
on the backside.
He gets 2 points. If he gets behind, he gets 2 points. There's 4 seconds to go. He needs to get him down to the mat, but can't quite get there. Oh, and it's going to be 1-0 going to the third period.
Garrett Johnston, what a quick move for a big guy. 285 to get out of that. That would have been a sure takedown for Tucker Fowler. But Fowler still has a 1-0 lead here.
Hey, want to thank all the folks that are driving up to the Wells Fargo Arena for the Class 3A and 2A contests that are listening in on 96.7. Got a text in from Ed Pancrazio. He's a big
Ed?
Red fan from Centerville listening in there. Oh, and here we've got a reversal and back points coming. That quick, and
that could be trouble here for Fowler. Fowler in deep trouble here, trailing after the back points and the pin. And just like that, Garrett Johnston, a Panorama Panora, boy, that was a twinkling of an eye.
He just got that roll. You know, Fowler was just a little bit out of position, and that's the last match that we're going to bring you here, folks, at Class 1A. The 1A first round is in the books, folks. The consolation matches have been completed. We started today, folks, with 16 wrestlers. Right now we're down to 12. First round tomorrow we'll be down to 8, and then we'll have those folks fight for the medals. You're listening to live high school wrestling action from Wells Fargo Arena. Joe Sinclair, Jason Summers, and Andy Robertson. We are going to go to the studio, catch up on a couple of commercial messages, and be right back here with a recap of the Class 1A action, folks. Don't go anywhere. Keep your radios dialed to 96.7, and we will be right back with the wrap-up Class 1A.
the wave to Waters. We're going to treat you right.
Waters is Central Iowa's low overhead leader. Why can they sell for less? Well, their rent, water, and taxes are all lower for starters, so their prices are lower. Come into Waters for the best price in Central Iowa on new Buick and GMC trucks. Waters Autoland, 6569 North in Indianola.
Catch the wave to Waters. Waters Autoland.
Hi, I'm Dan from Danco. Spring will be here soon, and now is the time to be thinking about spring sports. Danco is proud to be the leading athletic outfitter for high schools and leagues throughout Iowa and northern Missouri. To the serious athlete, we offer the expertise to help you find the best equipment and uniforms from the leading athletic brand. You can visit us on the Centerville Square, on the web at www.danco.com, or call our toll-free number 800-326-6261.
Red Hall Realty is a family-owned and operated business. For over 30 years, they've served the customers who are buying or selling real estate, settling an estate through a listing or an auction. Red Hall has some of the lowest commission rates available and no hidden charges. And their well-trained brokers can help you with relocation counseling and market expertise. Red Hall Realty is located on the east edge of Sheraton on Highway 34. Stop in and meet the experts or call Todd Shelton at 641-774-4242.
If you have new drivers in your family, you'll want to know our name. If you live in wide open spaces and you drive on the highway at night, you'll want to know our name. If you love the looks of a perfectly painted and shined automobile, you'll want to know our name. And if you text while you're driving, eventually you'll know our name. Smith Body Shop. Smith Body Shop in Sheraton.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia? Benton Place offers independent senior living without the worries of mowing the grass, shoveling the snow, or repairing that leaky faucet. We have a caring environment with regular activities and friendly people. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
This is Ann Kearns, mother of
Jill Kearns, owner of Piper's Old Fashioned Grocery and Candy Store on the northeast corner of the Sheraton Square since 1905.
They tell me we haven't talked about our deli sandwiches enough, that some people don't realize we will make a deli sandwich to their order.
Oh my, we have to take care of that. We have 12 deli meats and 14 cheeses to choose from.
And of course, all kinds of condiments to add that special taste they want. All for $3.25 each.
Many people call ahead at 774-2131 or 1-800-479-1343 so that we have it ready when they get here. Some like to see our row of standing orders taped across the counter. They just call and we know exactly what they want.
However you do it, they are great. Try one. You'll enjoy it. Piper's on the northeast corner of the Sheraton Square.
From Broadcast Suite 1A on the fourth floor of Wells Fargo Arena. Hey, Sinclair, put your shoes back on. Here's Joe and Jason. Jason and Joe.
Welcome. Welcome back to the Community First Credit Union High Above the Mats in a High Fidelity Broadcast booth here at the opening of the 2013 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. And the 1A day one is in the books, and this day started with a breaking news. And Joe Millage, you brought us a breaking news right out of the gate. Of course, the headlines got stolen over this week in wrestling coverage with the Olympics Committee's decision to stop wrestling. And that brings us some breaking news this morning.
Well, wrestling's just huge in Iowa. So given what happened earlier on in the week, we invited the governor to stop by Wells Fargo Arena and come by our booth on Friday, and they agreed, and we're planning to come tomorrow. But I got a call this morning from the governor's office, and they're letting us know that they're actually going to take this a couple steps further. And we told the governor's office that's what we were going to talk about, was this decision, but also the fact that there's 80,000 fans right. coming to this building. This is a huge thing for the state of Iowa. It's the largest sporting event attended in the state of Iowa over the course of 4 days. And that was what we were setting up. But the governor's office let us know this morning that they are going to have a press conference, and it's going to get announced this afternoon. They'll have a press conference tomorrow at 3 o'clock right here at Wells Fargo in the restaurant that's attached to Wells Fargo Arena with the Tom Brands, with the lieutenant governor, and also with Dan Gable. And they're going to try to go after this decision. They're going to try to fight it. And so we'll have the press conference, and then the governor and lieutenant governor will come to our broadcast suite tomorrow afternoon. So that press conference is going to get announced here in a little bit, and we'll keep the folks up to date. But, hey, by the way, fantastic job, you guys. Outstanding coverage this morning. Listeners checking in from all over.
Well, we had great wrestling action this morning at the Wells Fargo Arena. It was the first round in the consolation matches here, Class 1A opening round action. And the fun was provided by the Southern Iowa Wrestlers, whose matches we covered. Got great sponsors bringing you all this great wrestling. And a couple of exciting matches. Had an overtime win for
Austin
Vogel there from the Pekin Panthers with 1 second left in the sudden victory period. Saw the Eddyville-Blakesburg Rockets today, folks, advance four wrestlers to tomorrow's competition, and they are currently in seventh place in the Class 1A team stats. So
Moravia in there too.
Yeah, Moravia with two wrestlers coming here to the Well. I talked to Coach Whitlow at the beginning of the season at the coach's corner from the corner 34 and 5 every Saturday morning, and Coach stopped by, and you know, he really thought he could have a chance to take somebody to the Well, but to bring two wrestlers in a number shortened program and to get them both on to the next round, that's big stuff.
Since 2004, they have not been to state. They've gotten close a little bit, but it's been a while for Moravia.
And Joe, don't you think that the Rockets came a little bit of victim of the seeding? You know, I think when you take away the seeding them out based on their rankings, or you know, put together a pool of people that can be subjective about it to the best you can with the ranking, and you lay it out so that the guys have, you know, a real nice showing all the way through. But I think they fell victim to that today.
Well, and a prime example of that was the 182-pound bracket. If you were listening just recently here on 96.7 KIIC, you would have heard the broadcast of the Dylan Pigsley match. He was wrestling the number three ranked wrestler in the state in the consolation elimination. So it's just great wrestling up here, and sometimes they all get stacked on the same side of the bracket. Dylan Pigsley, a victim of that here today, a very talented wrestler. I think on the other side of the bracket, he stands on the medal stand on Saturday, but today he gets eliminated.
And I think for listeners that are new to wrestling, and I know we hear from folks that say, I didn't wrestle, I don't really know much about it, but I enjoy your broadcast. Talk to us real quick, guys, about how the bracketing works, the fact that we haven't had a 2A or 3A match yet.
Well, you know, we start with the 1A. Obviously, they're going to do the classes one at a time. 1A now, 2A will be later on tonight. We'll have, of course, 3A here this afternoon. But, Joe, they do. They just randomly draw out the wrestlers in each weight class. And you know, when you go to wrestling tournaments during the regular season, the coaches get together, and I'm sure there's a lot of backroom talking about and butting heads between coaches, but they get it done and get the players, the wrestlers, seated properly.
There's a seating meeting prior to every tournament that the coaches attend, and they seed the wrestlers at the tournament 1 through 8 for sure. And if there's more wrestlers than that, they're probably not seated, the wrestlers below 8. But when they have that seating meeting, they have criterion that they go by. Once you get to the district meet, the sectional meet, there are established criteria. There is no arguing. There's right. No elections. There's no, I can say my wrestler was better than your wrestler because he beat this guy by this much. It doesn't go by that once you get to sectionals. It's all by criteria. Once you get to districts, it's all by, you know for sure if you made it to districts, if you got first, you're going to wrestle a kid on the other side that got second.
Right.
And it's the same thing at state. The only thing these wrestlers up here know for sure is that the wrestler that they face the first round is going to get the opposite number of what they got at the district meet. Either if they got first, they get a second-place kid. If they got second, they get a first-place kid.
And in terms of the wrestlers that won today, Jason, let our listeners know when they'll wrestle again.
Well, of course, we're going to be back in action tomorrow, and we'll bring that exclusive coverage.
So 9 a.m., I believe.
Yeah, we'll have 9 a.m. coverage, and I'll get that broken out here for you tomorrow. 1A and 3A quarterfinals, then the Class 1A and 3A second-round consolations will start at 9 o'clock, and that'll go to 1:30. And, you know, at this point, you know, it's one and done. You know, you're going home if you lose. So those guys in the consolation bracket, you know, it's live or die time.
Well, we want to invite folks too, Joe, and you're good about telling folks this. Get up here because it's probably the cheapest entertainment that folks would have.
Oh, and you can bring your radios and listen to 96.7, or you can download the app. And if you got a smartphone or an iPhone, you know you can listen to Jason and I call the matches that you're not able to watch because there are 8 matches going at one time. I can effectively watch 2, but not 3. It's just awesome, fast action up here at Wells Fargo Arena.
I think the most intimidating thing that you face as a broadcaster up here, and Andy Robinson, who's joining us in the broadcast booth for the first time this year, Andy, and trying to help us out, is that when you look down there, you have 8 mats and athletes going all over the place, and you don't know where the next match is going to take place. It's not like, you know, there's a gym A you're going to go play this basketball game, or here's football field B you're going to go play on. You've got to be on your game, and it moves so quickly. It really keeps you on your toes as a broadcaster.
Yes, it certainly does. When you're up here in the booth and you're looking down below and you got 8 mats going and you got a couple wrestlers going at the same time, you're either looking at the scoreboards and they go by a number of system, who they're wrestling, and you gotta be on the ball. And I'll tell you, if you're not watching, see what's going on. Stuff up here at Wells Fargo happens real quick. It's gets pretty. Hey, I can talk all day if you let me.
I got to tell you though, Jason Summers' first try at this when he came up here, we were really going to try to do the wrestling coverage right. This was what, Jason, 3-4 years ago?
This is 3 years ago.
3 years ago.
4 years ago, I'm sorry.
He dials into the studio. I'm back at the studio and he says, "Oh, Joe, there's 8 mats down here. I'm a football field away and I didn't bring my glasses and I can't tell who's wrestling who." And anyway, a lot of fun around
buddy,
that, Jason.
You know, and you sleep fast. That's one thing I learned last year. Is, you know, there's no time for resting. You're going to have a full night here. We're going to go till nearly 11 o'clock. We'll probably bust this broadcast booth about midnight. And you got to be up and at them first thing in the morning to get things going. And Sinclair, they're just no rest for the wicked here.
No, and we really got to thank, besides the great competitors that have qualified here at the Iowa High School Wrestling Championships, some of the great sponsors that we got bringing it here to you on 96.7 KIIC, and we're joined here till noon by 1490 KXLQ, the Jock. We've got special sponsors from Community First Credit Union. They are sponsoring this broadcast booth. All the pins are going to be brought by Senate Piercebacher Funeral Home. Takedowns by Bluff Creek Archery. They can take things down with the bows and equipment that they have there. Edward Jones, Agent Brian Crosser there in Albia. He is bringing us the reversals. Dewey Motor Company, a locally owned Chevy and Buick dealership, takes care of our escape sponsorships. And how about the Matside Mike, Joe Millage?
Yeah, we're going to have that up and running here this afternoon. We're going to get Andy all wired up. And before we get through some of the more of these sponsors, I got to give a shout-out to Gail back at the studio because this paperwork we've got draped as wallpaper in here is because of the work that she's done. So thanks to her.
We want to say so long to our Jock listeners and let them know they're going to be back in action at 2 o'clock. You'll join us here and get back to the Community First Credit Union booth high above the mats and high fidelity. So we want to wish you well here until 2 o'clock and invite you back in for this afternoon session as we continue to wrap up this 1A action day one. And guys, any surprises along the way, Joe Sinclair?
Well, besides the Moravia Mohawks doing such a great job advancing.
How about the team scores, too? You mentioned Eddyville. If you want to, before our Jock listeners leave us, maybe tell us how our teams are doing. I know Al Burnett, who won the team duels last night over Eddyville-Blakesburg, is in first place right now in team points, and I believe you said Eddyville was in seventh.
I'll run it down for you, folks.
Go
and this scoring update brought to you by our Matside Mike sponsors, Tharp Funeral Home. In number 10, it is Wilton. Wapello. 11 is Wilton, 10 is Wapello, 9 is Panorama, 8 is Applington Parkersburg. In 7th place with 12 points, Eddyville Blakesburg. Ahead of them is St. Edmunds Fort Dodge with 13. We've got West Hancock Britt with 16. In 4th place is West Marshall State Center with 17. They are tied actually at 3rd place with Emmitsburg with 17. So a tie for 3rd there between West Marshall and Emmitsburg. Number 2 is Woodbury Central with 18.5 points, and running away with this thing in the first round is Al Burnett. They were the champions at yesterday's duel action, and they have 28 points, almost 10 ahead of the second-place team.
A lot of wrestling left, guys. Don Bosco, that's a name that we didn't find that top 10. That's kind of a little bit of a shocker. Of course, lots of wrestling left. Guys, let's take a timeout as we wind down here and bring you the 1A, and we'll come back and recap all
of the 1A action and set you up for our exciting 3A action to come here on your sports leader in Southern Iowa, KIIC. We'll be right back high above the mats and high fidelity from the Community First Credit Union broadcast booth. Don't go anywhere.
Iowa Realty is Iowa's largest. Hansen's Iowa Realty in Sheraton is ready to serve you. Hansen's has five realtors, all members of the National Association of Realtors, the Iowa Association of Realtors, and the Rathbun Board of Realtors. With interest rates low, get out of your rental and start earning equity. You can check inventory and calculate your monthly payments with their online mortgage calculator at iowarealtysheraton.com. To buy or sell farm, acreages, residential, or commercial, call Hansen's Iowa Realty at 641-774-5822.
Southern Iowa's premier hardware store, Mac Hardware, is the place to go for all your hardware needs. Shop Mac Hardware for Echo chainsaws. Mac has pro tools from Milwaukee Power Tools. Groom your place in the sun with Skag lawnmowers. And choose your color style with Valspar paints and varnishes. It's all at Mac Hardware, Highway 34 Bypass next to CNC Cycle. Open Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday from 8 to 6. Thursdays open late, 8 to 8, and Sundays 11 to 4. That's right, open Sundays 11 to 4. Mac Hardware, Southern Iowa's premier hardware store.
Call Southern Iowa Technologies for all your communications needs. Southern Iowa Technologies installs and services computer networking systems, access control systems, video surveillance systems, and telephone systems, from the individual to large businesses. Southern Iowa Technologies has been serving the Southern Iowa community for 10 years. Call 641-777-2824 for any communication needs you may have. That's 641-777-2824.
And at the top of the hour, we want to thank our Jock listeners for tuning in. We'll return you to regular programming, and we'll be back at 2 o'clock for you on the Jock listeners. And we'll go back to Wells Fargo Arena in just a short moment.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
Built tough with more power and torque, Case skid steer loaders from Titan Machinery in Oskaloosa boost productivity and increase operator comfort. The cabs feature increased headroom and lap bar width, along with improved visibility, ergonomically positioned controls, industry-first side lighting, and improved reliability and serviceability help you get more work done every day. Case and Titan Machinery have flexible finance plans and the parts and service support to back up that equipment. See them on the web at TitanMachinery.com. Then find the skid steer model that is right for you. From Titan Machinery in Oskaloosa.
Call Southern Iowa Technologies for all your communications needs. Southern Iowa Technologies installs and services computer networking systems, access control systems, video surveillance systems, and telephone systems, from the individual to large businesses. Southern Iowa Technologies has been serving the Southern Iowa community for 10 years. Call 641-777-2824 for any communication needs you may have. That's 641-777-2824.
This is Becky Tino with Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative. Do you know a graduating senior? If so, be sure to let them know that Sheraton Valley Electric is now accepting scholarship applications. To qualify, students must enroll in a full-time undergraduate or graduate course of study in an accredited 2- or 4-year college, university, or vocational or technical school. All applicants, parents, or guardians are required to be members of Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative in order to be eligible. Recipients will be chosen on a combination of academic achievements, demonstrated leadership abilities, goals and aspirations, as well as a written essay. For more information or to receive an application, contact Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative at 641-932-7126, visit our website at www.cvrec.com, or visit with your high school guidance counselor. Applications must be postmarked or received in the cooperative office by March 30th, 2013.
The Alvia Blue Demons and Lady D's know that it takes hard work to reach their goals. This applies not only to sports, but to personal finances as well. Hi, this is Edward Jones Financial Advisor Brian Crosser. You work hard for your money, and you deserve to have your portfolio work just as hard as you do. If your investments aren't putting forth the effort, call 932-7762 or stop by my office at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square for a free portfolio review. I can help you work hard towards your financial goals. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
This is Live Wrestling Action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back to the Community First Credit Union broadcast booth as we look down at the emptying mats and cleaning out 1A, setting up a 3A action. Let's real quickly recap where we've been and 1A action in the booth or in the books for day one. And Joe Sinclair and Andy Robson and Jay Mill here in the Community First Credit Union broadcast booth. But it all started at 106, and that's where it opened in style. You know, Briar Cochran from Moravia punching his ticket to get to the well and wasn't satisfied with just getting here, boys. He gets it done.
He's a firecracker out there.
Yeah, he is. Aggressive. And I like the way they came out. It seemed like, Andy, that the Southern Iowa wrestlers right out of the gate came out and were the aggressors on the mat.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, the Southern Iowa boys, they really know how to get it done on the mat. And that just hard, true grit wrestling right there. And them boys, they come here and they come here to go to work. And it's a whole different ball game up here at the well. And they got the right mindset so far.
We moved to 120 and or 113, and Ryan Kale and Jonathan Hardy. Ryan Kale advanced on at 113, and he'll wrestle on tomorrow. Moving to 120, Jaron Glosser, the beginning of that Rocket powerhouse, and Glosser gets it done in big style. Joe Sinclair with a big pin for the Rockets.
That was a great match. It kind of got the whole thing started off, got everybody into a fired up mood here. Eddieville Blakesburg with that seventh place standing right now, and it all started right there.
It was Jake Hunderdos of Southeast Warren wins a major decision over Harley Jansen, 12-0 for a win there. And then we moved to 126, and that's where Cody Brown, again, we talked about the pairings, and he really got matched up with a buzzsaw, Sawyer Omling, who ends up getting the pin.
Yeah, and Cody Brown had a tough draw there with Joel Haberman from Claring Goldfield, and his day got eliminated at 126. And a similar result for Jacob Heisel from Van Buren, Keosauqua. A couple of real good wrestlers there at 126 on the bottom side. Took care of Keosauqua, but both those wrestlers going to be back next year. We got a sophomore from Eddieville Blakesburg. Heisel, look forward to calling his name next year when he's a senior.
At 132, Blake Maroff, 40-1. And, boy, that was a tough, tough battle right there, right to the very end, a 5-4 decision over Reed Lettle. And I'll tell you what, that was probably an important call right there for Maroff. You get those kind of matches right out of the gate, it can really really get your momentum going.
Yeah, it definitely sets the tone. I mean, you definitely you can't look past one wrestler, and he might have 17 losses on the year, but that really you got to get that right mindset in there. But Blake did a good job. He come out on top, and now he's going to the quarterfinals.
You don't have much time to sleep, Joe Sinclair, because he's going to be taking on the number one wrestler at that weight class tomorrow against Al Burnett's Shalista.
Well, it's going to be a good contest, and it's – no different from some of these other top-ranked wrestlers that we've seen here today with just a couple of losses on them. And the beauty of it is we're two-thirds of the way through this first round. We've still got 3A coming up here just after dinner, and 7 o'clock tonight we'll have the Class 2A matches. Also at Class 1A, 132 pounds, Trey Busick. He had his senior campaign ended today with a couple of losses, but congratulations for his trip here to the well. And then we come to Jason Crosby. He advanced for the Eddieville Blakesburg Rockets at 138 pounds.
Yeah, a nice big pin there for Crosby over Tanner Potter of Griswold. And he'll take on Crosby. He'll take on Brady Meyer of Sumner tomorrow. And move right along to 145 where Tucker Black took the mat.
Yeah, Tucker Black got it done for the Eddieville Blakesburg Rockets. He took on Jake Mize from Woodbury Central. And Mize, with the early takedown, got the lead on Tucker Black. But Tucker, comfortable on his feet, didn't make any mistakes to conclude the match, and pointed it out for a win. He advances to the championship side. Tomorrow he's got a real good wrestler, Ryan Joint from West Central Valley Stewart. He's a 45-1 senior. But I like Tucker Black's chances. Tucker's real good on his feet. Ryan Joint is also a good wrestler on his feet. Gets a lot of pins. Tucker Black, very good wrestler on the bottom. So I like that. I like that chance for Tucker Black. I think he'll be able to really compete well with Ryan Joint from West Central Valley Stewart.
Keeping it at the 145 weight class, Josh Yoder lost from Singer Dakota, lost to Evan Hansen, but advanced on to the consolation round, and that's where Yoder got a big decision there, 13-11. And Andy, that was an amazing back and forth match, unreal.
Yeah, Yoder, I'll tell you, he impressed me. He had a tough loss that first round, got on the consolations, and he really. He really had to put his foot down and get through that next obstacle, and he did a good job. High scoring match.
When we moved to 152, Joe Sinclair, we may have seen one of the best, if not the best, match of the entire day. Austin Vogel had to get it done in overtime, and with 6 seconds left, he shot out like a rocket, and with a big Panther takedown, gets the win and a sudden victory, 13-11.
Well, that was just a very exciting match, and it was fun to bring it to you here on 96.7 KIIC. Vogel, he was persistent. It was a roly-poly match. There was a lot of scoring in it, but he just stayed with it, and never really gave up, and there was only 6 seconds left on the clock when the wrestlers went out of bounds in the sudden victory period. Austin Vogel gives him the head tap, as you heard from Coach Chapman, and takes him down, and it was just a great win for Austin Vogel and the Pekin Panther squad.
Well, he was down 5-0 in that first period, and Andy, you're thinking, my goodness, you know, the whole lead was going the other guy's way, and you're going to that second period, and then back-to-back cradles, and Vogel takes the lead, and now this is anybody's match.
Yeah, that's that no-quit attitude right there. And, you know, like Dan Gable said, you get to a wall, you know, how are you going to get past that wall? And he definitely climbed over that wall, and he did what he had to do, and he had his game face on, and he did a very, very fantastic job.
Well, Linville Sully's Caden Dahl had his game face on, Joe, and at 160.
Yeah, Dahl, he had a great match there at 160 pounds. He rolled up against Trevor Pagel from Sumner, and couple of real good records there, but Dahl just manhandled him. He got the 15-0 tech fall, and he advanced at 160 pounds. We also had Tyler Faubert from Tri-County Montezuma,
wow,
previously top ranked. So a little bit of a surprise there for Faubert. He was outpointed by Jake Hogan 6-2, and then in the wrestle back got pinned by Josh Matusik from West...
Woodbine
Central, yeah. Woodbine Central. So no shame there making it to the well, but I'm sure looking for more there, being top ranked coming in here. Didn't expect his day to end.
Now, that was I'm sure he's going to be disappointed in the results, but, man, it goes to show what everyone keeps on saying, from the coaches to the athletes to guys that have broadcast this event for years, Andy, is that you cannot look at the rankings. You throw all those things out, and you know, you just got to go out and wrestle each minute.
That's right. 170 pounds, the Class 1A action. We had Cole Striegel from Sigourney, Kyoto competing, and he came up against a tough Emmitsburg wrestler, Nick Shaney. Shaney got the pin in 248, and then it didn't get any easier. He had Zach Hoyle from Albernet in first place here in this Class 1A on the team standings. He was pinned in a minute 10 by Zach Hoyle from Albernet. So his day and season ended. But once again, there are no losers in this whole day today. Everybody that competed here is a big-time winner. They're up here at state.
Well, Dylan Pigsley at 182. Dylan had a tough day, loses both of his matches at 182. You know, he's such a great story. I go back a couple of years ago, and Dylan is texting me while he's back home listening to his teammates, his Rocket brothers up here, and he said, I'm going to be there over and over again. I'm going to be there, and he made it here. You know, that is a significant accomplishment, and I know he's not happy with today's results, but he has a lot to be proud of.
Yeah, and we also had there at 182 pounds, we had Dustin Miller from Cardinal Community competing, and a tough day for Dustin there.
Well, 195, Ty Schneider of Southeast Warren loses both of his matches today, and his season comes to an end. Adam Hawkins of BG in Brooklyn wins at 195 in a 7-3 decision over John Waters, and we'll have him as we continue along. But going to 220, Blake Jack of BGM wins his match over Cody Kane of Guthrie Center in a 7-1 decision. Jack will wrestle Riley Howell of WAP on Friday. And then, of course, Chance Wursta.
Just that first match, you know, he got beat 3-2 by a real good kid, Mark Hall, 43-3 on the year. And just wonder maybe if fatigue didn't have something to do with it for Chance Wursta. He got outpointed 3-2 and then had a really looked like a good match going against Tyler Johansson. And Johansson from North Fayette does get the pin in 3:41. And just wonder how this day might have gone for Chance Wursta if he'd been maybe as fresh as some of the other wrestlers that didn't wrestle yesterday.
That Chance, I'll tell you what, I haven't seen him wrestle too much this year, but I'll tell you what, he's a big physical guy. It looked like he had a lot of technique, and he was pretty quick out there. So he has nothing to be ashamed of, he really impressed me.
He's a junior. He'll be back next year.
Yeah. Let's move to 285, where Dylan Connolly. Moravia Mohawk Nation stole the show. All the 5th and 6th graders listening in, all the kitchen staff back in Moravia, the entire school district tuned in and had it locked on, and they sent the right vibes up the Highway 5 to Wells Fargo Arena, and Dylan Connolly gets the Mohawk win, and 7-3 the score there. That's just a great win for the Mohawks and for that young man, Andy Robinson.
Definitely. I like seeing the Southern Iowa kid do real good, and I'll tell you what, he just really impressed me, and he stayed on the ball, and he seemed like he was in pretty good shape for a big fella, and I like seeing that.
Of Dylan Connolly, I think, is going to be real important. He's going to be going up against Guthrie Center kid Dylan Sewer. He's 49-2 on the year, but you know he's got a great record. But Dylan Connolly's got some momentum going into it, and I like the way the big man moves out.
Tucker Fowler of Sigourney Kyoto ends his junior campaign here with losing both of his matches at 285, and congratulations on an outstanding season for that junior. And
Tucker Fowler got pinned a couple times, but yep. He was really in the matches. Just, you know, those big boys, when they get turned over, it's awful tough to get off their back.
Getting turned over is a 1A action, and it is in the book day one, and we're going to move to 3A here this afternoon. And, Andy, you got to see a lot of wrestling here and a little bit different perspective than maybe being in the seats, being up here in the broadcast booth. Your summation of day one here at 1A.
I'll tell you what, it was really, really impressive, but at the same time, it got my heart racing. You know, I like drinking full throttle energy drinks, but I'll tell you what, you step up into this booth, you see the kids down there, and there's some tears, and they're jumping up for joy. That's enough to get you pumped up and want to come back, and I'm really having a good time up here, so good luck to the area wrestlers.
Well, we're looking back, looking to come back here to start the 3A action. I believe that's at 2 o'clock, and we will have wrestlers from Indianola, from Pella, from Ottumwa, and I'm looking forward to catching Coach Cochran's results and conversations after the matches. As Karsten Van Velser of Ottumwa will be on the mat.
Oski boys.
Yep, and Cody Jones, Andrew Langreep will be out there.
And keep those texts and emails coming in, folks. Really appreciate them. Heard from Scott Ammons and Tony Ballinger listening in on 96.7 while they go through their work Thursday and get tuned up for the afternoon's sessions, 3A next, and then tonight it'll be Class 2A.
I can't wait. We will be back at 2 o'clock. Dane Jones, Kevin Childs, you're all on deck when we come back at 2 o'clock, 3A action. You've been listening to 1A Action on the opening of this 2013 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. High above the mats and high fidelity from the Community First Credit Union broadcast booth, Joe Millage, Andy Robinson, Joe Sinclair, Jason Summers saying long, and a big thank you to our executive producer producing this and making it all possible back on the board. No easy task. Scotty Fry, the best in the business. So long till 2 o'clock. You've been listening to Iowa State High School Wrestling right here on your sports leader, KIC.